I think it's a little too early to kind of define that, but that what you wonder about, is that positive or is that negative? I mean, in a lot of ways, I guess you could say it's positive because, Romo was undrafted. He came out, you knew he had a great arm, and then once he had a chance to start, I still consider him to be an elite quarterback. I don't care about some of the postseason stuff. I mean, the guy can throw for 4,000 yards and 30 touchdowns in any given season. I mean, the guy's a good quarterback. So I think there is a little bit of a comparison like that. The only difference is, he didn't hit it as quickly as Lynn has, because Lynn has been electrifying.
He has, certainly has been. Certainly 38 points last night against the LA Lakers, in case you missed it. A text here from 804. Lynn to Tebow isn't a perfect comparison, but comparisons never are. That's why they're comparisons and not equals, but it's a good comparison. The issue John and I have with
this is... That's very deep.
The issue John and I have with this is Tim Tebow was a first-round draft pick who Josh McDaniels couldn't wait to get on his team. He had won two national championships at Florida. He has an offense, by the way, that revolves around him, that John Fox adapted him. Lynn has just jumped into a situation where he's undrafted, went to Harvard, cut by two teams, and he's leaving the New York Knicks. That's what we don't get, right?
Well, and he almost got cut this week. And all of a sudden, you put him on the court, and he is just electrifying. And so I get the feeling that this is going to be, at least for now, his last stop. He's not going anywhere. He's too valuable. And when they start getting healthy, he may not score as many points, but he's going to be a great distributor because that's one of the things he does very well.
Right. Just yesterday, he got his contract guaranteed for just under $800,000. So perhaps now he can stop sleeping on his brother's couch and actually get a place in Soho or Upper East Side, wherever he likes. 843 texting it. It does not fit. Lynn produces the whole game, not shoot bricks for 3-plus quarters, then shooting a buzzer beater to win the game.
Yeah, it's amazing. I just think what's so much fun is just watching where he can just drive into the basket. His shooting from the outside has been impeccable. I mean, he's been able to do just about everything. And it's great to see the Knicks fans excited because, I mean, you know how critical they're going to be the way this season has gone. But now they've won four in a row. They have a game tonight. Maybe they can make it five, and they're all making this East race that much better.
And it should be a fantastic matchup tonight as Lynn goes up against Ricky Rubio, who's as dazzling as they come for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Adnan Burke, John Clayton, Sports Center Saturday, debating Lynn versus Tebow comparisons. We go to the phones, 888-SAY-ESPN. Steve is on the air.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
Doing great.
The following is another high school sports presentation on Platte River Radio. Platte River Radio is Central Nebraska's radio home for high school sports. The game gets started in just a few minutes. We'll get you to it. But first, the pregame show. You're listening to Platte River Radio Sports.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the Heartland Event Center. A thrilling victory here just moments ago. Come from behind, first lead of the game for Sutton was when they took the lead in the final seconds against the Knights of Norfolk Catholic, and then they hold on for a one-point win. And we've had a couple of really close ball games and a couple of easy victories for both Northwest and for Adams Central, but Sutton and Giltner winning some tight ball games here at the Heartland Event Center. So four games in the books. We're halfway done. Time to start the second half of action here at the Heartland Event Center. Next up, a great matchup for Donovan Trumbull and Grand Island Central Catholic. Both of these two teams, their records are not impressive. GICC is 8-11 on the year. Donovan Trumbull at 12-7. But both these two teams really kind of on an uptick, in part because Donovan Trumbull starting to get healthy, starting to get some of their players who were not available to them early in the season, starting to get them back. And for Grand Island Central Catholic, well, they had almost 2 weeks off to get ready and to prepare for a game last night against Adams Central. And in that game, they were able to win by five against one of the better teams in the area. So GICC 8-11, but they're heading in the right direction for the Crusaders. So Donovan Trumbull, Grand Island Central Catholic, our fifth game here from the Heartland Event Center. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry Jason Stark, our New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be back with the starters right after this timeout.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student-athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving Central Nebraska. Save on co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The AgriMax size 480 ADR 42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16, 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in Central Nebraska.
Welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center for the Heartland Hoops Classic. Your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. And here are today's starters. We begin, first of all, for Donovan Trumbull. They will be the visitors. They'll be in their road black uniforms with the white numbers, a little bit of white trim on them. And their lineup looks like this. Jake Slough, a 5'9 senior. Slough on the season is averaging 8.9 points per ball game. Creighton Burr, a 6'4 sophomore, is averaging 9.3 points. Jordan Slough is averaging 7.5 points, and Slough is a 5'10 sophomore. Taylor Williams is a 6'3 senior, and Williams is averaging 6.6 points per ball game. And Garrett Bundy, the 6'3 senior, is averaging right at 11 points per ball game. For Grand Island Central Catholic, their starters look like this. Phoenix Stevenson, a 5'11 sophomore, will start. Stevenson is looking for his first points of the season, but he will start here today at the Heartland Event Center. Tyler Barrientos, a 6 foot tall senior, he's averaging 13.5 points per ball game. Trevor Cornelius is averaging right at 11 points a game. He is a 6'3 senior. Riley Shoemaker, a 6'1 junior, is averaging 9.1 points per ball game. And Johanna Geifen, a 6'4 freshman, Geifen is averaging 4.5 points per ball game. Your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and also take the time to get to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. We'll take one last break. We'll wrap up our pregame and have a tip between the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals and their Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders right after this timeout.
How would you like to increase your profits and be able to put more money back into your business? Douglas Bookkeeping's remote computer access has virtually eliminated the need for your in-house bookkeeper. Their services can help you save money by lowering payroll taxes while also reducing your company's health insurance costs and turnover. Their QuickBooks Pro advisors handle everything from running your payroll to preparing your corporate tax return. Douglas Bookkeeping Service, the professional family business for over 40 years, downtown Grand Island, and online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
You know Island Supply Welding for their wide selection of the biggest names in welding equipment. From complete systems to supplies to keep you working effectively and safely, Island Supply Welding makes it easy. Stop in at Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus. And be sure to check them out online for product information, reference charts, and current specials. IslandSupplyWelding.com, your round-the-clock authority. When you need it now, you need Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center as the starting lineups for Donovan Trumbull and Grand Island Central Catholic about to get underway here. GICC, as you mentioned, 8-11 on the season. Donovan Trumbull comes in with a record of 12-7. They're a C2 team. GICC is C1. Also C1 this year is Adams Central. And to help us with a little analysis of this game is Adams Central assistant coach Tom Schlechter. And coach, you've seen both these two teams. Give us your breakdown of what we can expect this afternoon between Donovan Trumbull and GICC.
You know, I think we're going to see a frenetic pace, Randy. Both these teams are going to play in spurts. And so Donovan in stretches can look like gangbusters, and GICC can too. They got really, really heady guard play. And so they're going to play as their guards play. And as we've seen, Bundy is going to be the X factor because he's kind of been coming on for Donovan. So that'll be really interesting to see how GICC matches up with Garrett Bundy. So I think that'll be the key.
And again, it isn't so much one team really wants to kind of slow it down. It's not so much a matter of who can set the pace in this game, but I think really who can take better care of the ball.
Absolutely. And, you know, Coach Oman and Coach Gavers, they're masters of the game. And they both like to control the tempo, control game, and control sets at times. So it'll be interesting to see the chess match that goes on. Like you said, if GICC pressures, is Donovan going to get into that fast, frenetic type of pace? And I don't know if Oman's going to want to play that kind of style. So we'll see how that plays out.
Well, and it's also one of those things, if his team's shooting well and they're moving the ball, you'd be very happy to see this game get into the 60s or the 70s. Again, Donovan Trumbull, again, didn't have the style boys early on in the year because of eligibility requirements with the NSAA. That's all been taken care of, and they've been playing better ball as of late. GICC had a long break there, and when they come back, very impressive win last night against St. Cecilia.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and Donovan creates so many problems, and the great Burr kid, he's a great shot blocker anyway. You're going to get this tip off, so I'll let it go.
And Burr doing the jumping here for the Cardinals, and he's able to get the ball here for Donovan Trumbull. So the visitors, team in the black uniforms, first possession of the ball game. Williams has it on the left side, enters it inside for Bundy. Bundy will kick it out, has the open look. The jumper by Slough, it is no good. Long rebound by Creighton Burr, and Burr then has his pocket pick. It's stolen away there by Riley Shoemaker. So here come the Crusaders, their first offensive set. Tyler Berriuntos will face a little man-to-man pressure. Kick on the left wing here for Phoenix Stevenson. Stevenson gives it top of the circle here for Shoemaker. Shoemaker, they isolate on him. He dribbles to the right side. Now kicks top key for Berriuntos. Berriuntos will snap it in the corner, and driving over there is Cornelius. Cornelius takes the long deuce and hits the first points of the ball game.
Boy, that's a tough shot to hit early, Bush, in this gym.
And again, he gave up what I thought looked like an open three-pointer early on there. Williams has it, enters it inside for Bundy. Bundy will kick for Slough. Slough will get it out for Jake Slough now. And Jake enters it on the inside, ball knocked out of the hands by Phoenix Stevenson. And Stevenson, he was the last to touch it. So to toss it in here will be Jordan Slough.
You can see right away they're trying to go into Bundy. He hasn't done much with it yet.
But he does try to kick the ball out, and they enter it on the inside. It is off the hands of one of the Donovan Trumbull players, and GICC forces the turnover. They have it in the offensive zone now. With the dribble was Cornelius, and he'll give it off near midcourt, and now they'll give it off left side for Stevenson. And again, they haven't even got close to the top of the key, and here they'll fire a long three by Berriuntos. It's no good. Williams pulls down the rebound, and he'll kick it up ahead here for Jake Slough. Slough on the dribble, gives it off for his brother Jordan. Jordan will drive and can't hit the shot, but he will hit the free throw line because he was hit on the arm.
That was a great job by Jordan Slough. GICC is going to come out in pressure. He took an early three in the corner, and I'm not saying he can't hit those, but that's going to be really tough in this gym. That was a much better play right there that he had.
And you have to shoot or at least attempt a few of those so you can penetrate.
Yeah.
You have, that way they have to play you there. Slough's free throw is up and no good. And Jordan Slough, the sophomore, on the season, is about a 41% free throw shooter. That's a bit of a surprise for as good of a shooter as the Slough boys are. Second free throw is also no good. Offensive rebound falling down was Burr. Burr put up the shot. It would not fall. And coming out with it are the Crusaders. Dribbling out with the rebound is Trevor Cornelius. And he still has his dribble as all 10 players are now back on the other end of the court. Backdoor cut, trying to get it inside. Berriuntos with a long pass inside for Cornelius, and we got a foul.
GICC is doing a great job of getting Cornelius and Berriuntos handling the ball. Those are the main scorers.
So after Slough whistled for the foul, say that five times fast, it's on Jake. And now to inbound it here will be the Crusaders. Curling around is Berriuntos. They try to get it in for Shoemaker. Shoemaker gets it in the lane for Guyphon. Guyphon is hit on the arm, and he'll head to the line. Big, strong. You look at that young man, you do not think freshman.
Absolutely. You know, Johan, he's got better as the year goes on. There's sometimes a little bit of a conditioning factor with him, but, man, he is tough down there.
And, again, you'll learn what varsity basketball is about, and you can't learn that before you're a freshman. The free throw by Guyphon is off the mark.
I'm not even going to attempt to say his last name, Bush. I'm just going to call him Johan tonight.
Guyphon, how hard is that? And Johan is... free throw? I can do both names.
You're talented, Bush.
Free throw is up and good.
Here's some pressure. Wow. Oh.
And the pass ends up going into the media section and scares me anyway because I don't have the hands I used to. I never had hands.
A couple of those laptops just got about taken out right there.
It's company equipment. Doesn't bother me. Lau's going to inbound here for Donovan Trumbull. Last to touch it was GICC. And again, made baskets gives them the opportunity to put the pressure on. Jordan Slough will handle the man-to-man being put on by Phoenix Stevenson. And Slough will kick it right wing. Gives it now top of the circle. Grady Cook coming in that stoppage. And now they'll lob it out here for Slough. And it's tipped and then stolen by Barrientos. Barrientos will take it off glass. A little bit too strong. And pulling down the rebound is going to be Stevenson. Stevenson gives it inside. Jump stop by Barrientos. And Barrientos, great. What a move, taking great. It off glass.
Yes, that was a great move right there, Bush. It feels like GICC has the early advantage right now.
Well, they do have a 5-0 lead as well. And attacking the rack is going to be the Cardinals. But the shot no good for Cook. And coming out with it is going to be Cornelius. Cornelius drives, dishes, and the layup by Tyler Barrientos. And it's a 7-0 start to the game here for GICC. Dave Oman on his feet, but he has not called the timeout yet. Jordan Slough has it here for the Cardinals, and now there's the timeout.
Yep.
5:11 to go here. First quarter, it's all Crusaders. They leave it 7-0 over Donovan Trumbull. We're back after this.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Why thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's German for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us sometimes sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Well, there's one of those timeouts that you just kind of can hear a certain color analyst on ESPN saying, you got to get it to you, baby. And that's exactly what Dave Oman has to do here for Donovan Trumbull, because that pressure for GICC has really taken Donovan Trumbull out of their game here in the early stages.
Well, I think what you'll see here is probably a high pick and roll with Johanna, because they like to pull him off the block. We'll see if they do that.
Next time they are on offense, we'll see what GICC does here. Lorenzo Williams will inbound here for Donovan Trumbull. Hook tosses in for Jordan Slough. Kick into the corner. Long three by Jake. It's no good. Johanna Geifen pulls down the rebound. And here come the Crusaders. In the offensive zone with the dribble is Cornelius. He'll just kick it off now on the right wing. That's Shoemaker with it. Shoemaker looks to the free throw line. With it is Barrientos. Barrientos is picked up there defensively very nicely by Slough.
Yes.
And they'll work it back around the perimeter. Kick left wing for Cornelius. Cornelius now has the top of the key. They'll get up on the right side for Stevenson. Stevenson now gives right side. Three-pointer is an air ball and into the hands of Lorenzo Williams. And Williams will hand it off for Jake Slough. Not really a good look there for GICC. And now Williams will bring in the offensive zone. Bundy just begging for the ball. They enter it inside to him. And he'll bounce past it. Ball knocked loose by Barrientos. It is finally pulled down by Stevenson. So that'll be a Donovan Trumbull turnover. And on the drive here is Cornelius. Cornelius now in the half-court set because Lorenzo Williams was able to shut him off. And now we'll give it top of the key here for Barrientos. Barrientos kicks left side for Cornelius. Cornelius being harassed there by Williams. As right now, the Cardinals going man-to-man again. And backing out with it is going to be Stevenson. He'll fire a three. No good. And the rebound taken out of there by Jordan Slough. Slough in the offensive zone. Looks momentarily into the lane for Bundy. But now on the dribble is Williams. Williams will give it back out. And a bit of a sloppy pass. But Donovan Trumbull maintains the possession. Jake Slough will give it off for Jordan. Jordan with a little floater on the baseline, his first bucket of the game.
That's more of his game, Bush. That 15-foot in is really Jordan Slough's game, not in the drive game.
So now the Crusaders have given up their first points of the game. It's 7-2. GICC with the lead and the basketball. Riley Shoemaker on the dribble. We'll give it right side for Phoenix Stevenson. In the lane, Bundy knocked it loose.
Great
now
play.
Bundy's going to tip it up ahead. Slough is going to track it down just inside. And then the layup, up and good for Grady Cook. Wow, great play by Bundy. Making the steal, tapping it ahead. Hustle by Slough to save it before it went out of bounds. And then run on the floor is Cook.
Absolutely. Grady Cook is a very athletic player. He's tough to match up with.
And again, that's a Donovan Trumbull team bucket.
Yes.
Three players made nice plays there, and we got a little reach here on Donovan Trumbull as dribbling on that right side was Barrientos. He was held, and now checking in a couple players for the Crusaders. They're going to send in Brady Brokaw and Derek Brokmeyer. They'll come into the game here.
I was just about to say that GICC was getting all the loose balls. Now, Donovan seems to be resurging defensively right now.
The inbounds will go in for Cornelius. Cornelius will drive the baseline up against Williams. A little fadeaway jumper, no good. And the rebound by Grady Cook.
They
and
got a Cook running opportunity here.
Gives it out for Slough. Slough, top of the key here for Creighton Burr. They entered inside, now kick it back out. And I don't think Slough was ready for it there.
They got a great matchup with Barry Anderson Cook. He's so tough inside.
Driving is Williams on the baseline. Shot no good, but the rebound right there is Creighton Burr. And Burr, three rebounds and now 2 points. And it's 7-6.
You get the feeling that Donovan's kind of in a rhythm right now. They kind of got the nerves out.
Well, GICC with the first 7 points. And now Donovan Drumbo with the next six. 1 point ball game. In the lane, jumper, Cornelius, no good. Battle for the rebound. And out of bounds is going to be, well, they're going to say Donovan Trumbull touched it when it went out of bounds. So it's going to be off Creighton Burr, and to inbound it for the Crusaders will be Brokaw.
Right now, GSEC doesn't have any bigs in, so we're going to see what they do offensively.
Inbounded for Barrientos. They'll fire a three. It's no good. And up high for the rebound is Taylor Williams. And Williams will get it out for Lorenzo Williams. Lorenzo on the dribble with a minute 50 to go, down 7-6. We'll kick it out. Stepping into the jumper is Williams. It's an air ball. And picking up a loose ball is going to be Brady Brokaw. Brokaw will kick it off on the right side, and he took a little extra step as he tried to unleash the pass.
I'm sure Ullman right now recognizes they have mismatches inside with both Cook and with Burr, so we'll see if they try and get into him.
Ian Askey checks in here for Donovan Trumbull. And to toss in will be Lorenzo Williams. Both teams going about 8-9 deep.
Yep.
So far here in the ball game, Jordan Slough in the offensive zone here. He'll kick on the left side for Williams. Cycle through. Slough has it on that left side. Brokaw right with him. Driving is Slough, and he's hit on the arm as he puts up the shot.
Again, that's just a great job. That's Jordan Slough's game. The kid's very physical and athletic. And when he puts it on the floor and gets to the free throw line or gets to the rim, that's really the best part of his game. Pulling up from 10 to 12 feet, right in that range where he was right there.
Well, coming into action this weekend from the free throw line, this has really been kind of a bugaboo of his game. He's 19 of 46 coming into the weekend.
He's
missed his first three here.
Yeah, and Jordan Slough's streaky. He can hit outside shots, but he's really more of a point guard.
And that one does not even draw the iron. So he's 0 for 4 in the quarter from the free throw line. And it will be GICC ball here with a minute 28 to go. It's 7-6.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like there's been a lot of action,
right,
but there's been
a lot. And we talked about this, Bush, in the event center, free throws are tough to shoot here because there's no backdrop for them.
And you're used to having a wall about 10 feet behind where your glass is in your home court. Barrientos, he'll kick it left wing for Shoemaker. Shoemaker gives it top of the key. The three, no good for Cornelius, and we got a foul on the rebound. Crusaders climb the back, apparently.
Yes, Shoemaker pushed in with his arm and shoved in on the back. That was a good call by the officials.
I really kind of like the way this game has been called, and really through the course of the day here. They've let them play.
Yes.
If you've committed a foul and got an advantage from it, they'll call it.
Yes.
There's been many times that there have been fouls that they haven't bothered to call because nobody got an advantage. Why stop the game? Why stop the flow?
Exactly. And this is what I meant to talk about earlier. With Johan guard Bundy, I'll be interested to see if they pull Bundy out to set a high pick and roll to try and make Johan guard outside.
Slough having a little trouble getting it in, but he's able to get it in to Lorenzo Williams. Williams dribbling down the sideline, outruns and pass inside for Bundy, and Bundy will lay it up and in. Williams with a great drive, had a little bit of an angle, and then that little flip at the last minute to Bundy, and Bundy will give Donovan Trumbull their first lead at 8-7.
You know, he had to start several games, Bush, while the Sloughs were out, and I think that made him a lot more confident on the floor.
On the right side, Cornelius will step up, 15-foot jumper good.
That is a tough, tough shot he hit right there.
And he just shot it right over the top of the defense.
Yep.
It was not an open shot, but it was a good one, obviously, because he rattled it in. And Williams with the carry, yep. They don't call that often enough, in my opinion, in high school basketball, but they do get Lorenzo Williams for that carry right there.
And it does catch you by surprise because you usually don't see that get called like that, Bush.
36.1 to go here in quarter number one, 9-8. Grand Island Central Catholic with the lead. Now maybe this is their streak. We talked in the pregame about streaks. The first 7 points went to GICC. The next eight went to Donovan Trumbull. And now GICC has scored again. So let's see if it's another mini streak here.
We felt like Cornelius was the toughest matchup for GICC because he's a big guard that can drive and pull up from 15. He can post you a little bit, and he can hit the three.
And Phoenix Stephenson has the ball. They're going to milk the clock here a little bit. Why not? Cardinals are letting them squeeze some time out of it. And Cornelius will kick it off on the right side for Berrientos. Berrientos is picked up by Jordan Slough. But no five-second counts going on. 9 seconds to go in the quarter. They get it for Stephenson. Stephenson, not much of a threat to score. We'll give it off on the elbow here for Brookmeyer, and he'll kick it in the corner. Three-pointer up and good for Berrientos at the buzzer.
And you said it. That was a streak there, a 5-0 streak coming back by GICC. That was a dagger because Donovan had climbed back, taking the momentum, taking the lead, and that one right there, that just hits right into you.
12-8 GICC at the end of one quarter. We're back after this.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Randy Bushcutter with Tom Schlechta, assistant coach at Adams Central, helping us with a little color analysis of Grand Island Central Catholic leading Donovan Trumbull 12-8 here. Crusaders have the basketball to start the second quarter, and they kick into that zone. They disguise a little bit. That's a 2-3 zone.
Yes.
And they'll get it off for Stephenson. Give it off left side for Berrientos. Now penetrating a little bit is going to be Cornelius. Cornelius with a long kick for Stephens. And Phoenix Stephenson has his first bucket of the season, his first 2 points of the year, makes it GICC 14-8. Another streak here.
Yes.
It's official now.
Yes.
Jake Slough on the right side, facing man-to-man pressure here by the Crusaders. Bundy works it back around the perimeter. They entered on the inside, and that baseline jumper no good. And Guyphon finally pulls down the rebound here for GICC, and they'll get it in the offensive zone.
Correct me if I'm wrong, the Stephenson boy is Doc Stephenson's son. I think he's a decent shooter. He probably just isn't used to playing that role as a scorer.
Well, yeah, he hasn't taken, I think it's, I got the stats, I think that's his sixth or seventh shot of the year as well.
Right. Now, when they play their zone here, Bush, they really extend and try and guard shooters. It's not a traditional 2-3.
Well, you have to extend if you're going to play a zone against GICC. They'll shoot over the top of it. Right wing, Berrientos, and with him is Slough, well behind the three-point arc, and we've got a timeout.
Ooh,
Bill Gabers called the timeout, and he was going to get an open three out of it. So the timing of the timeout may not have been the best.
Yeah.
But GICC leads it 14-8. 6:41 to go, second quarter. We're back right after this.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
Quick timeout here for GICC. They lead it now 14-8. They have scored seven straight points after they started the game with seven straight points. And in the middle, that's where Donovan Trumbull got their eight. On the baseline, tough shot, and Bundy commits the foul. And the drive on that baseline had one goal and one goal only, and that was to get Tyler Berrientos to the free throw line, and the play worked.
Yeah, and you had said, Bush, these officials have been letting that one go. That's the first time, I think, all day they've called one where they might have bailed Berrientos out here. And he knows it. It was a good drive, but I'm sure Ullman's not happy with that call.
Well, he intended to get the foul call, and it was there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It was there. Berrientos, first free throw was no good.
Now, this is interesting. I told you about this. Ullman took Bundy out, I think because he wants to go a little small and try and see what they could do to Johan as far as make him come out and guard.
Berrientos is a 74% free throw shooter, and he does stroke in the second free throw. So that'll give him 8 points in the game. And on the inbounds, Taylor Williams with a little trouble there, but he's able to make the catch, and now Jake Slough brings in the offensive zone. Driving on the right side is Jordan, and Jordan on the way to the basket was held. And if you don't commit the hold, it's
right,
a layup.
Right, and Jordan's driven it three or four times, and positive things have happened on all of them.
Dolphin Trumbull needs something positive here. They're trailing at 15-8, 6:20 to go.
Now, Billy's staying with Johan here. We'll see how this works defensively, going against the quicker player and Grady Cook.
On the inbounds, Jake Slough has it. We'll give it inside for Jordan. Jordan, his shot no good. Offensive rebound, and then a walk. A walk on the floor, backing in a little bit, was Grady Cook, and he turns it over.
You know, that was probably a great call. We're just not used to seeing that one called either, Bush. I think that probably was a travel, but I didn't see it as quick feet.
Well, that's the floor level and the coach in you.
Yep.
You never see offensive players getting turnovers.
Exactly.
Berrientos on the baseline for three, and he nails it. Great, quick, almost in transition,
yep.
Almost a secondary break
yep.
there. And Berrientos strokes in the three. And again, GICC, 11 straight points there. Nothing but streaks in this game so far. Top of the key, Taylor Williams. He'll give it back out, and they're spreading the floor here a little bit. Cook gives it on the left wing, the penetration by Slough, and then the foul.
And there, that was a good call by the official. The offensive player, much like we talked about with Berrientos, he came in hard. He forced his way in. The guy was moving, and that was the right call there.
It's just been a real interesting game in one sense, where you had GICC getting all the points in one bunch, go up 7-0. Dolphin Trumbull scores the next 8, and now the next 11 by GICC. So here's Slough with an opportunity to start a streak for Dolphin Trumbull. He's at the free throw line, and the free throw is
wow.
no good.
You know, he's a pretty good free throw shooter, Jake Slough is, so that surprised me. Kind of looked like he faded off that free throw line. You always want to see your shooters stay in and finish that shot, hold it right at the free throw line. We'll see what he does here.
He is exactly two-thirds on the season, 22 of 33 coming into today's game, and the free throw here is good.
This helps Donovan to get their defense set up when they can score, get a stop right there.
And Stevenson will inbound the ball, rather, to Brokaw, not Stevenson. They give it to Brokaw. Now dribbling between the circles is Cornelius. Cornelius is going to back up as Dolphin Trumbull now goes man-to-man. And Berrientos will kick on the left side. Cornelius looks on the inside. Top of the key. How do you leave Berrientos open?
I don't know.
They paid the price. Because a three, top of the key by Berrientos.
He's got 20-plus in, I think, the last two. You just can't let that kind of breakdown happen. If you're going to leave somebody, it's got to be anybody but Berrientos.
And on the right side, Lorenzo Williams, a baseline jumper. That's a tough shot. It bounces all the way around the rim, and then over the back on the rebound is going to be Grady Cook. Cook commits the foul. Nice job of boxing out there by Johanna Geifen.
Yeah.
And the freshman, using his, he's got a big
yes.
frame, used his frame very well to keep the upperclassman off of the glass.
Now, Ullman brought Bundy back in, but it's interesting because Johanna's really winded right now. So we'll see how long Billy stays with him, because he feels like Johanna's the only one that can guard Bundy inside.
So 21-9 here. Grand Island Central Catholic up by a dozen, and they've got the basketball. Berrientos will give it off on the right wing. With it is Brokaw. Brokaw well behind the three-point arc. And he's picked up there defensively by Jake Slough.
One of the issues here is with the lead, with GICC having a lead, they can milk clock.
And they get it inside to the big man, and Johanna Geifen lays it up and in. Nice entry pass. Geifen with some soft hands, and then puts it up there. GICC leads it 23-9. Timeout, Dolphin Trumbull. We're back after this.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Owen and Connolly have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Well, here we are, almost midway through the second quarter, and Dolphin Trumbull has scored only 9 points here in the ball game, as they only scored 8 at the 8-minute mark at the end of quarter number one, and only a free throw here in the second quarter. GICC has really kind of taken Dolphin Trumbull out of their offensive game.
Yeah, they really have. And like you said, it seemed like Dolphin had kind of stolen back the momentum, and then GICC got it back. The big thing, I think, right here is for them to decide what they want to do, you know, offensively. We're not sure if they want to go inside or if they want to go outside, but I definitely think they need to drive it to the lane, Bush.
Well, it's 23-9, and Donovan Trumbull will find out what they have in mind here. As Jordan Slough brings in the offensive zone, the Crusaders are going to go man-to-man again. Jake gives it now top of the circle for Creighton Burr. Burr tries to get it inside for Bundy. It is tipped and stolen away.
That was a great defensive play by Johan. He did a great job of getting a hand on it, tipping it to his teammate.
And now Brokaw will give it out top of the circle. Brokaw gets it back on the baseline. Jumper up and good. Long deuce for Brady Brokaw. And Brokaw gets in the scoring column, and it's a 16-point GICC lead, 25-9. Lorenzo Williams gives it off for Bundy. Bundy's going to drive, and there's a block. Johanna was there.
Yeah.
Guyfen must have got there or slid a little bit. I'm not sure which.
I'm not trying to make the call here, but I think if it would have been flipped and Donovan was up 15, they'd probably go the other way with that call. It just seemed like that was one of those where, you know, the officials don't look at the scoreboard, but sometimes you feel like they might.
Well, Bundy will go line and will shoot two here after Guyfen has whistled for his first personal foul. And the free throw is no good for the big man, Garrett Bundy, who's a 62% free throw shooter. He must have given up something because he was there plenty of time.
He moved a little bit, Bush, but a lot of times you'll get that charge call there.
Well, especially when you're there as early as he is.
Yeah.
By the way, Garrett Bundy, one black shoe, one white shoe. He's got a pair just like that in the closet at home. Garrett Bundy's second free throw is up and good.
You know, the one issue here is with the lead at 15, GICC is so methodical in these situations. It's so hard to play them when they have the lead.
And Cornelius has the dribble, brings it into the offensive zone here, and a little reach here by Slough, trying to make the steal, but Cornelius handling the ball very well, and Slough is going to be whistled for the foul. 25-10 with 3:42 to go, and that is the sixth foul. From here on out, both teams will be shooting at least a one and one, as it's 16 fouls apiece.
You know, Brokaw and Stevenson hitting those jumpers is big for GICC because those are guys they don't usually count on to score a bunch of buckets for them.
With the penetration, here's Barrientos. He'll kick it right back out for Cornelius. And again, they'll give it off on the right wing here for Brokmeyer. Brokmeyer, 15-foot jumper, a little bit off, and the rebound pulled out of there by Burr. So here comes Donovan Trumbull. Up ahead, Jake Slough. Slough, low ball fake. They'll work it back around the perimeter. Williams has it now left side. They lob it in for Bundy. Bundy backing in. Will shoot it off glass. No good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Brokmeyer. And here come the Crusaders. And they'll set up a half-court offense. Barrientos will kick it back out. And there's Brokaw. Long jumper, no good. And coming out with a rebound on the run here is Slough. Slough will kick into the corner. That's Jake. And Jake strokes in the three.
That was a little brother-to-brother action right there. Driving in and kicking out. Jordan kicking out to Jake Slough.
That's probably happened in the driveway more than once, too.
I think so, Bush.
Brokaw will give it up on the right side. And they're going to have a little reach. Williams got the arm. And he commits the foul. So stepping to the free throw line will be the Crusaders. They lead it 25-13 here with 2:42 to go.
You don't necessarily like that foul, but at the same time, if they miss this one, it feels like a turnover if you're Donovan. And GICC is so good at handling tempo and running clock. This could work out well for him if he misses the front end of this one, Bushcutter.
Well, for those that take a lot of free throws, this is the best free throw shooter for the Crusaders. Barrientos, a 74% free throw shooter, and he does stroke it in. So it's maybe not the guy you want to do that.
No, you're absolutely right on that.
2:42 to go. In quarter number two, 26-13. So Donovan Trumbull being doubled up here by GICC, and the free throw is no good. Rebound by Creighton Burr, his fifth of the first half. And here come the Cardinals with a chance to cut into this lead a little bit. They'll give it off for Jordan Slough. Slough drives all the way in. He just put his head down and was not going to be denied, and he's quick enough to make that happen.
When you play GICC, you got to tell your guys, you can't run a lot of offense. You just have to be able to penetrate it with the dribble.
So here's Slough with the defensive pressure. On the dribble is Brokaw. Brokaw handles it very well and will get it for Barrientos. Barrientos near midcourt will kick it left side. The catch and the shot by Brokmeyer. It's off the mark, but Johanna Guyfen is there, and Guyfen took a little extra step with it there. There's a freshman mistake.
Yeah. You know what? That was a great job getting position on that backside there. Mistake by Donovan, but yeah, he did move his feet.
And he's going to be a solid basketball player. He's going to be a four-year starter and is going to get nothing but better. Jake Slough brings in the offensive zone. They work it on the baseline for Bundy. Bundy working against Guyphon. Nice little post move. Shot no good. Guyphon was there defensively. Give him credit. He played that very well and then pulled down the rebound.
Yeah, I kind of felt like Bundy could have probably leaned into the rim a little bit closer and gotten a better shot on that. He kind of put up a little floater.
Yeah, you make him shoot a fadeaway, and that's a victory. Guyphon gets it on the inside. Nice catch, and then he'll have a little bunny hook up and good. I think the best part of that play was Guyphon with the catch because it was at his shoe tops.
Yes,
the pass
absolutely.
Was at his shoe tops. The three here by Slough, no good. Flying in for the rebound is Burr, and Burr will lay it up and in. He came in from nowhere, and Creighton Burr offensive rebound and bucket.
That's the best part of Creighton Burr's game. He's a great offensive rebounder. He's athletic, and he can jump and get up to the rim after he gets it.
Minute 15 to go here. Quarter number two, GICC 28-17 over Donovan Trumbull.
Yep.
Nice little spin move by Berrientos to avoid a 10-second count, 5-second count, rather. Brokaw will kick it left side, and now shooting a three is going to be Brookmeyer. No good. Offensive rebound, Berrientos, and now Berrientos will go to the line again.
I know.
He was hit on the arm.
That was a big mistake by Donovan. They get a perimeter shot with under a minute 40 seconds left, which usually Billy's teams don't do. They had a chance to get a rebound. They give up two backside boards on the last two possessions.
So 57.7 to go here in the first half, GICC 28-17.
You know, you talked about it, Bush. This tempo has actually been fairly fast. I mean, it's even been faster than a 28-17 type game.
It really has. And again, I think they've taken some bad shots. Both teams forced into it a little bit by the defense. The free throw, no good for Berrientos.
And we talk about this, too. In this kind of a venue, the shots are tougher to make, and your shooting percentage is going to go down a little bit. That's just natural.
And again, wide open spaces.
Yep.
Probably even wider than you get at the Devaney Center.
Yeah, you're really
close.
Yep, you do, because the backdrop's so much farther back.
And the free throw by Berrientos is good. A little bit darker in this gym, so I don't know if that helps or hurts. At least the backside is darker anyway. Court well lit. Lorenzo Williams in the offensive zone. Gives it right side.
Oh, they got
Riley Wilfong.
Bundy inside. See if they can get it to him.
Flau will fire a three on that left wing. No good. Rebound by Burr. Burr on the baseline is shut off. He'll give it for Jake Slough. And now penetrating is Williams. Williams with a little one-handed flip. It's no good. And Michael McGowan rebounds here for GICC.
The GICC had a 5'8 guy on Bundy, and that was a big mistake that Donovan didn't get inside to him on that possession.
You got to capitalize when you get an opportunity like that. Brokaw on the dribble, and he'll give it for Berrientos, and then Williams. Oh, we got a timeout. I heard a whistle as Williams was there. I thought they got him for a foul, but it's a timeout, GICC. 20 seconds to go in the first half. GICC 29-17 over Donovan Trumbull. Back after this.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
And welcome back here. Donovan Trumbull scoring 9 points in the quarter. The pace, as Coach Lechter was saying during the timeout, not a bad pace for Donovan Trumbull. They just haven't been able to get the ball in the hole.
Yeah, and GICC's defense, credit them for that. You know, they do a great job defensively of making it a frenetic pace, but not getting great looks.
So 15 seconds left as the Crusaders have it inbounded. Brokaw on the dribble. 10 seconds left. Still has it top of the key. Dribbling around. Gets it off left side. Here's Cornelius for three. It is no good. Rebound tipping around. Offensive rebound, and then a shot by Berrientos is blocked, and the shot will not count. Loose ball was picked up and then put in by Brokemeyer, but it is too late. And so GICC will head to the locker room leading by a dozen. They lead it 29-17. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll talk with Stu Pospisil of the Omaha World Herald. We come back after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center at halftime. Grand Island Central Catholic with a 29-17 lead over Donovan Trumbull. And we're going to talk all things basketball with Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World Herald. And Stu, this is such a great environment. This is always kind of a warm-up act, really, for the state tournament. It always feels like state's right around the corner when they get this together.
It really does. And, you know, you realize today, Randy, that, you know, you've got this, you've got district wrestling, state wrestling's next week. You know, it's now a five-week closing stretch instead of a four. But it's okay, and what a great way we're going to have it next year.
Yeah.
With Omaha Central and Oak Hill Academy being the marquee game. I mean, that's created a buzz around the state just in the past 6 hours.
Yeah, when it was announced early this morning, and again, they did a nice job of kind of keeping the lid on that and having the news kind of come from the Heartland Event Center here today. And again, Carmelo Anthony and just a slew of NBA players have come out of Oak Hill. And Omaha Central kind of leads me to my first question. How good is Omaha Central? You've been around high school basketball a long time in this state. How good is Omaha Central?
I don't know if Omaha Central knows how good it is this year because they're not going to get tested, I don't believe. I mean, they're playing Papillion-La Vista High in about 10 minutes in Omaha. Papillion's number three in the state. It's the highest-ranked team they're going to see before a possible meeting with Norfolk in the state final. It's just, I see it, Randy, that Central's on a high level. Norfolk's down a little bit to maybe 10, 12 points behind, and then everybody else is behind them. And it's hard to say how good Central is because I don't think it's a great year for Class A basketball elsewhere beyond Norfolk.
Would it be fair to say that they might be the most dominant A team that we've had in a long time?
Yeah, and, you know, part of that is how good they
right.
are, and they're only going to be better next year because other top seven, two are seniors. So, you know, they've got a 6'7" sophomore, Trayshawn Thurman, that in any other program, he'd be a 20-10 guy, and he's about a 10-6 guy because he's playing half minutes for Omaha Central. And I still maintain that Central, if you took him and K.J. Scott or whoever the other first guy off the bench is for Central and put him with the next three guys on Central's 10-man, that they would be ranked in Class A.
I believe it to be true. We saw them play in Kearney last week.
You saw the Monday night game.
Yeah, and I wasn't there personally, I've heard enough.
Okay.
To really get the plays.
Yeah. And that's what has Norfolk concerned. You know, I covered Norfolk the same night as the Central Kearney game. Norfolk beat Bellevue West by 10, 84-74. But Bellevue West had not shot anything from three this year, like 13% at home, and they shoot 52% against Norfolk. So you got to worry a little bit about Norfolk's perimeter defense, and Norfolk's very worried about trying to match up against Central because they've had, I believe by Norfolk's count, 21 block shots in the two games they've played against Central the past 2 years.
Very impressive, and they've got it going on there. Talking with Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World Herald here at halftime, 29-17, GICC leading Donovan Trumbull. Is the other class that's probably somewhat dominant, is Ravenna the other dominant team that you kind of look at, or is that maybe a little bit more open than what I think?
Well, I saw Ravenna go into Sutton and barely escape with a 49-48 win. So, you know, while Ravenna has played very well, Steve Sponberg has obviously something that has worked against Ravenna, you know, in a rematch, you know, hard to say. I mean, was that Sutton's best game that they could play against Ravenna, or do they have something left against the Blue Jays? I think there's a lot of good parity. You know, Class B, I think there's five or six teams. D1, I would have said Boys Town was maybe again going to walk away with it, and last night Lincoln Christian comes into the corral at Boys Town and comes within two of the Cowboys. So I don't see C1 being a slam dunk either. you know, Giltner is playing very well in D2, but they had a close game with Overton today, and Overton's a very good D1 team. I don't think there's a slam dunk unless it's absolutely central.
I think in Class B there's been a lot of talk that it may very well be, you know, Scotts Bluff taking on South Sioux. I think the Scotts Bluff might be a team that not a lot of people have seen. I kind of wish they were here, as Shadron did over the years, to come in and kind of, you know, introduce themselves to the rest of the state. But Scotts Bluff, they, you know, they came to Lexington, played in the GNAC tournament, and they're a very impressive team.
Well, they're locked into the East-West showdown this weekend that North Platte, Lexington, and McCook, I think, go west this year. So,
yeah.
At timing, you know, they maybe were thinking of it, but, you know, they have prior commitment. Scotts Bluff, all those River States conference teams. I was in South Sioux last night, saw Gross knock off South Sioux at home. South Sioux with Gazelle has probably lost at home twice, maybe three times in his four-year career. You know, so Gross is in the mix. Scott, I think, is in the mix because Scott's beaten Gross twice. South Sioux, obviously, and Beatrice is a very solid team that leads the rankings right now with only the one loss to South Sioux that they avenged a week later.
So I keep looking for a class that's just a runaway, and maybe A's it.
I think's it.
And but Gildner undefeated, defending state champion. They were pretty impressive today over a pretty good D1 team. And again, they had to hold on at the buzzer, but they have found a way to win some tight games. They've been pushed overtime, but they've answered the bell every time.
You have to remember that Howells is sitting on the other,
yeah,
in the eastern part of the state, and they've had, you know, a great football game or two through the years there, and you know, certainly in football this year, it was down to the final play. A lot of the same athletes. You know, Drouot is a very solid basketball player as well as a football player. Howells has good basketball football combination players. I look for that to be the D2 final, but there's some other, you know, pretty solid teams in that mix too.
It's always a lot of fun heading down to state, and it's just right around the corner.
Well, you know, we start with girls sub-districts on Monday, and that starts the postseason for hoops, and we finish it up on, what, March 10th this year?
Yeah, pretty quick. So, well, Stu Pospisil, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you, and we'll see you down the road.
Steve. Certainly.
All right, Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World Herald, kind enough to join us. We'll take one last break here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll take a look at the final, the halftime numbers right after this.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, or repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an
ow,
tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. For Donovan Trumbull, their halftime scoring looks like this. Jake Slough, 4. Creighton Burr, 4. Jordan Slough, 4. 3 points for Garrett Bundy, and Grady Cook off the bench with 2 points. For GICC, they don't have that balance, but they do have the lead. Tyler Barrientos has 16 points at intermission. 5 for Johanna Geifen, 4 for Trevor Cornelius, 2 points for Phoenix Stevenson, and Brady Bokaw also with 2 points. At halftime, GICC 29, Donovan Trumbull 17. And back to help us analyze it as we're just getting ready to start the second half here is Tom Schlechta. And Coach, what do you see here in the second half?
Well, like we talked at halftime, Donovan's got to find some way to keep the tempo up. You know, because if Billy gets into this game where he can do what he wants on the offense, there's not going to be enough possession.
Slough with the inbounds, has it in, works it around the perimeter here. Taylor Williams kicks it on the baseline, shot
that's
up
big
by Bundy, and Garrett Bundy
Just like they started the first half, they start the second half, entering it into Bundy, and Bundy scores.
The difference is Bundy took it right to the rack. He didn't hesitate. Now, they got to get this under 10, so GICC feels like they got to put up a lot more points this second half.
Stevenson will kick it out. Quick jumper, in my opinion, here for Shoemaker. Gets his own rebound, takes it off glass. His shot will not fall, and Bundy ends the possession with the rebound here for Donovan Trumbull. That's only his second rebound of the game.
Let's see if they go back into Bundy inside on this possession.
And again, a little spin move. That's a tough shot, but a bucket by Taylor Williams. And wow, what a move.
We haven't seen that from him all game. Now, he is athletic. He really did some work on us earlier about 3 weeks ago. So he's capable of doing that all game, but we just haven't seen that from him yet until today.
And again, Adams Central assistant coach Tom Schlechter, kind enough to help us out with a little color analysis. You know you're not getting paid, right?
Oh, yeah, Bush. You always take care of me.
We'll work out some deal, but it's not cash. On the free throw, Creighton Burr could not pull down the rebound. It goes off of his hands and out of bounds, so it will be Crusader basketball.
Smartly, Ullman is face guarding Barrientos right now. They're playing no help off of Barrientos, and that's smart.
Well, that's who's been killing them. And on the right wing with it is Shoemaker. Shoemaker gives it from the top of the key. Cornelius, he'll hit a three.
I mean, he hit that shot, Bush, with the contest right in his face. That was a tough 60-foot jumper.
It's a deuce. He had his foot on the line. My apologies. First 2 points of the second half here for Grand Island Central Catholic. Bundy has it on the baseline, and he's backing in against Guyphon. And Guyphon's going to be whistled for a little bit of a push here. And a little bit of a surprise because that's been going on all game, all day, all the first four games as well, and that has not been called a whole lot. But Guyphon whistled for his second personal foul.
It looks like coming out of the half, Bundy's really establishing himself, and he's trying to be a force inside.
You don't want to get beat by a freshman.
I think they just missed one, Bush. Jordan Slough drove, and he got hit pretty good, and they let that one go. They haven't missed too many today, but that's probably one of them that they did miss.
And he's checking the fillings in his teeth. If that gives you an indication of how hard he got hit on the left side of his cheek. It is a turnover. GICC has the basketball. And on the bounce here is going to be Stevenson. And again, Donovan Trumbull, they're going to have to play either extend that zone or they're going to have to play man-to-man because, GICC will milk the clock. With the dribble is Barrientos. He'll kick it top of the key for Stevenson. His three is no good. And we got a foul on the rebound.
Yeah, that was a good call. You got extended hands from Shoemaker, two of them on the back, and so the officials did a great job of making that call right there.
And that is his second.
But you said this, Bush. Right now they're 6-18. You feel like in this next 2 minutes, if they can get down to 8, then all of a sudden GICC feels like they got to keep their offense going, and they can't control and dictate tempo as much as they like.
There's something magical about 10 points.
Yes.
You really feel like you can take the air out of the ball if you're up by more than 10. If it's less than 10, you can't.
Yeah, it's just multiple possessions. You get to 10, you're talking 4 or 5 possession lead.
Jordan Slough gets the inbounds. He'll get it up ahead for Creighton Burr. Burr will fire a three and hit the three in transition. We 7 in the game now for Burr.
What streak is Donovan on now? Is that 7 or 8 points they have coming?
They've got 7 here in the quarter, but 2 came from GICC, so it's not a true streak. Left side, Barrientos. He'll fire a three. No good. I think Guyphon was last to touch it. Yeah, he was. And so that'll be off GICC as they track it down off the hockey boards over there.
Right now, Donovan's going very guardy. They really only have one even kind of semi-post player in Grady Cook. And so we'll see what they do here, if they're going to spread it and keep trying to get it to the rim.
Burr will inbound for Williams, who just checked in during that stoppage. Jordan Slough now, he'll bring in the offensive zone. He dribbles on the left side, tries to enter it in, and there's going to be a reach foul there on the Crusaders.
I said this earlier, Grady Cook's being guarded by Cornelius. Cornelius is a good defender, but Cook is very athletic and can jump. He's a tough, tough matchup for a guard like Cornelius.
That is the fourth team foul on Grand Island Central Catholic. So Donovan Trumbull is on pace to get into the bonus by the end of the quarter. A kick on the base to the right side. Slough will fire an open three. It is no good for Slough. And the rebound taken out of there by Trevor Cornelius. Cornelius picked up defensively by Slough. And they'll kick it off on that left side. And Barrientos has no room to breathe over there as Williams pressures him. They'll kick into the corner. And I think that's Brokaw. And Brokaw gets it back. He'll snap it into the corner for Brokmeyer. Back out for Brokaw. Brokaw thought about the three, but they'll give it for Cornelius. And on the baseline, Brokmeyer is going to drive. Has it blocked. taken away, and it's going to be a jump ball.
That was a great play by Grady Cook, Bush Cutter. He went up like Bill Russell style with two hands. Instead of blocking it out of bounds,
he had
tried to grab it and come down with it. Either you get the possession, and there they got the jump. That was a great play by Grady Cook.
And that was because of some hustle by the Crusaders,
yes,
to tie it up. Otherwise, that is that Russell block. But on the inbounds, Tyler Barrientos lays it up and in. Caught and shot all in
right
motion in the lane.
That was an old Don Leach play where you have the player keep his hands down, you throw it in, act like you're not going to get to him, then give it to him.
Off the glass, Burr shot, no good. And working the officials is Jordan Slough as he drops back on defense. Here come the Crusaders. With the dribble is Brokemeyer, and they'll kick it off on the left wing. Stevenson on the baseline for Barrientos. Barrientos is, again, no room to breathe there. Williams,
yeah,
is belly button to belly button with,
yep,
him when he's got the ball.
They've decided they're not going to let him beat him, Bush. They're going to make somebody else beat him. And as you notice here, this is a big possession to see how GIC responds.
Stevenson will kick it off on the left side, tried to penetrate, and now he gets the ball back, and they'll reset the offense. Again, GICC leads it 33-24, and we got a timeout here by Coach Gavers. He wasn't happy with,
yeah,
how things are going offensively. With 4:15 to go, third quarter, 9-point Central Catholic lead, full timeout for the Crusaders. We're back after this.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball for the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Janelle Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Another to Nicola. Is that good?
Cremosa, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosa.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
What? You're all wrapped up in the game and haven't done anything about Valentine's yet? Good thing for you that Roses for You is open late every day through Valentine's. 937 South Locust or online at rosesforyou.com. There. Now enjoy the rest of your game. You're welcome.
And we're back here to the Vero Event Center, 33-24, Grand Island Central Catholic with a 9-point lead over Jonathan Trumbull. And again, the strategy for the Cardinals is to have someone other than Tyler Barrientos beat you.
Yeah, exactly. It's a smart strategy right now because you're in the Event Center. You have a lead, so these other guards are a little bit tight because they don't want to make a mistake. And so it's a tough situation for them.
Phoenix Stevenson will get the long inbounds pass. He'll give it for Brady Brokaw. And again, the Crusaders, they're going to spread the floor, which again I think is smart. You got a 9-point lead. Now, obviously, you can't milk the next 12 minutes off the clock.
Well,
you still got to look to score. But at least you can maybe get some angles here.
I'm going to say Billy feels like he can. If they're going to play Jordan Slough up only, I think he will. I think he's the kind of guy, and they brought another guy up because he knows Billy doesn't mind doing it. He'll do whatever he's got to do to get this game into the fourth quarter with a 10-point lead.
Stevenson gives the ball back off here to Brokaw. Brokaw,
ooh,
and Stevenson just playing a little catch. Top of the circle, Stevenson gives it right back to Brokaw. And again, out there trying to pressure up top is both Burr and Jordan Slough.
Yep.
And they're going man-to-man now.
Yep. And that's because they were going to pull it out, Bush. They forced them to go man-to-man, and so Ullman had to get out of that.
With the dribble is Trevor Cornelius. Got the defender in the air, but he'll kick it back out for Stevenson, top of the key. He's picked up there man-to-man by Jordan Slough. Over left side. With the dribble here is Brokaw. Brokaw and Stevenson just playing a little catch, and staying with it is Jordan Slough.
The danger here is if you get a turnover and if Donovan gets back in this game, now they're a little bit out of rhythm after you do that a little bit. Sometimes they can hurt your guys later.
Well, they've been doing it for years.
Yeah, no, they're the best at it.
Yeah,
they're the best at it. That's why I said this doesn't really bother them, but sometimes right there, now they're going to create a turnover situation, a jump ball.
It's going to be a jump ball,
yep,
held. And I'll tell you what, that's good long,
yep,
athletic arms for Creighton Burr as he went in there and dove twice for the ball, once to knock it loose and the other one to tie it up.
To talk about how important this possession is, though, they're down 9. They have no fouls. They have a lot of fouls to give, Donovan does, so they're not even going to get GIC on the line. So they just took a minute off the clock, GICC did. Donovan needs a bucket pad.
Jordan Slough will drive, and there's a lot of contact
there. Oh,
I
thought he got pushed.
And I thought so, too. So did he.
Wow.
And there's no call.
I mean, you got to call that, Bush, because Johan gave him at least one arm and a shove with the hip, and geez, that just seems like you got to give him something there.
Well, you wonder why a pretty good basketball player flipped the ball in the air and doesn't draw iron from 6 feet away.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stevenson brings in the offensive zone here for the Crusaders after what officially would be a turnover. And Stevenson
We'll give it off on the left side for Berrientos. Berrientos will throw it in the corner. There's a tough three-pointer for Brokaw.
Yep.
It's no good. Bundy gets the rebound. He'll play point guard and kick it out for Slaw. Slaw, and Jake Slaw strokes in the three, and a timeout for Donovan Trumbull.
And that's what we talked about. Now it's a six-point game, and now it's kind of hard to stall out the rest of this game because now you got to go 10 minutes. And so you wonder if maybe, again, Billy, I don't think you really liked that last shot that they took.
No. First of all, if you're going to take that shot, you can take that whenever.
Yeah.
You know, and again, you don't work your offense and then get that shot. It just really was not a good open shot, really. If you stroked in your last four from there,
yes.
Okay, take it.
Absolutely.
But that's not what's been happening here for Grand Island Central Catholic. And now they got to find some way to prime the pump a little bit and get their offense going here.
Yep.
And I think that's a little bit of what Dave Ullman's kind of talking about. Boys, we're right back in it.
Yep.
Here's what they can't do.
Yep.
And I think both teams right now have a chance to kind of talk a little bit of strategy.
Yeah. I love that timeout by Ullman because he did it after a positive thing so he can tell his kids, guys, stay in the game, stay in the game. Gave him a little bit of a breather, and he's able to keep his core players you want out there.
Because coming back takes a lot out of your legs.
Yes, it does. They're really going to pressure Cornelius and Berrientos. Notice they're really going to try and take those two out of the offense.
And again, that gives Donovan Trumbull the opportunity to maybe pressure the ball a little bit.
Yep,
Phoenix Stevenson will bring it up court. Really just a one-man press here as Jordan Slough stays with Stevenson. Stevenson in the offensive zone. He hands it off here for Cornelius. And now staying right with him is Jake Slough. And then they get it off left side for Berrientos, and away from the ball, I believe, is a foul.
Those fouls don't hurt Donovan at all because they only have one team foul, so they still have several to give for the bonus. So they can be more aggressive now, Bush, and really kind of get out and get after them.
Well, I think they want those fouls on the ball with the opportunity to make the steal. You don't want to give up those fouls away from the ball.
True. Oh, they're in trouble here getting it in.
And they do get it in, and it's blocked out of bounds by Bundy. Swatted it out of there.
Yeah, we said that's a nice block by Bundy, but I really liked what Cook's play was, where he just grabbed the ball out of the defender's or the offensive player's hand.
Because the Crusaders will maintain the possession here. The officials are, I think, dealing with Brady Brokaw.
Blood.
He's got a little blood. I don't see where it's at, but they're going to deal
elbow
with him.
Bush. He's got it on his left elbow, and it's streaming all the way down, so they got to get him out of the game.
So they're going to clean the blood up here. I don't think he has any on his jersey.
No, and they're bringing Brockmeyer in, Bush, and he's a good player. He's not as much of a handler, though. He's more of a splasher type of player and a rebounder and defender, so it hurts him in the ball handling aspect.
Stevenson will inbound. And again, the Cardinals going man-to-man here. They inbound it for Trevor Cornelius.
Ooh.
Cornelius, top of the circle. Kicks on the right wing here for Brockmeyer. And they'll give it top of the circle here for Stevenson. Back to Brockmeyer, and Bundy right in there. Great defensive pressure on the inside. They give it to Berrientos, and right with him is Williams.
And it does look like they're going to try and run the entire quarter out, Bush. This is amazing. Up six. And there again, another turnover.
Cook makes the steal. He'll give it off for Slough. Slough to Slough, and the jumper no good. And the rebound in the corner, tracking it down are the Crusaders. Running out with it is going to be Cornelius. And again, I think they're going to spread the floor. I still think they're looking to score, and they throw it away. There wasn't anybody there in the corner.
And we know Billy Gavers is maybe the best coach in the state. He's definitely one of the top couple coaches in the state, if not the best. But players have to be able to execute that and run that clock out for it and try and get the great look. And so there they have three empty possessions. Now, Donovan, if they get a bucket, can cut this to four, and it was nine when they started stalling.
So minute 5 to go. By the time that Jordan Slough breaks the timeline, we're at the 1 minute mark here, the third quarter. They get it inside for Bundy. Bundy at the elbow will kick the ball back out for Jordan Slough. Top of the circle here, Williams. He'll fire a three. It is short. Rebound in underneath. Shot by Burr. Won't fall, but he gets the contact, and he'll head to the line after an offensive rebound.
I think that might be Burr's fourth offensive rebound of the game. It's at least number three, and it might be number four. He's done a great job on the offensive board.
I have him with eight total rebounds, and I'm with you. I think half of them have been on the offensive end of the court. Burr will go line. He's going to shoot two here. As the foul was whistled on Guyphon, and
now,
the free throw was good.
They're going to try and bring, I think, Brokaw back in. He's taped up. We'll see what Billy does. He's on the bench. We'll see if he brings him in to handle or not.
So the free throw is good for Creighton Burr, and Burr a 64% free throw shooter.
They just brought in Michael McGowan, again, a defensive player, I think, inside. And, you know, he's the kind of guy that's going to scrap and claw and try and help him on that end especially.
He hits both free throws to make it 33-29. 50.6 to go here, third quarter. And now I wouldn't be surprised to see GICC try to milk it the rest of the way. And
right.
Donovan Trumbull is not going to – they're going to do their best to make sure that doesn't happen. Barrientos has the dribble. And Williams picks him up.
That was smart. They're going to double Barrientos to make him give it up, Bush. And these other guys are going to have to handle it. And that's going to be tough to do for 45 seconds.
They'll hand the ball off now for Barrientos. Barrientos backing up Williams, trying to pick him up near midcourt.
Yep.
He's giving up some ground here, and he'll give it to McGowan.
They're trapping
McGowan
him
back
again.
Right at midcourt here for Barrientos. Barrientos will give it off on the left side, kicking it right back out here for Stevenson. 16 seconds to go. Barrientos has it right near midcourt.
They're going to come trap him again, I think, Bush.
10 seconds left. Little screen. Barrientos going to drive. Barrientos steps up, lost the ball, and they're going to say it was last touch by Donovan Trumbull.
And Billy's calling for a foul there, and I think he's right. You know, Barrientos drove really hard. He got hit really well, and the officials just swallowed their whistle on that one.
5.3 to go here. And again, the Crusaders, about their only bucket they've got here in the third quarter, was on an inbounds play just like this. Stevenson has the inbounds pass knocked away. Williams knocked it out of there and takes about 0.2 off the clock.
You get the sense that if GICC gets a bucket here, it's going to help them a lot with momentum. But otherwise, Donovan, this quarter's been theirs.
They've been able to make this a very tight ball game here. Inbounding it is going to be Stevenson, and Stevenson has the ball knocked out away by Williams off of Williams and out of bounds. Now 4.3 to go. Nothing has been easy for GICC here in the third quarter, but they still have the lead at 33-29. The inbounds, 4 seconds left. Barrientos at the buzzer for three. He hits it. A covered turnaround jumper for three at the buzzer for GICC to give them a 7-point lead. 36-29. We head to the fourth quarter right after this.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving Central Nebraska. Save on Co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax size 480 ADR 42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in Central Nebraska.
Welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center. We played three quarters at the end of quarter number one. Barrientos hit a buzzer beater for three. At the end of the third quarter, Barrientos hit a buzzer beater for another three. And right now it's a 7-point lead here for Grand Island Central Catholic. Really the difference, a couple of buzzer beaters by Barrientos, who has really stepped up. He's got 21 points in the game, and GICC will have possession of the ball to start the fourth quarter. They lead at 36-29, and on the bounce here is going to be Stevenson. Stevenson picked up defensively by Slough.
He's in trouble. He's in a little bit of trouble right now. Oh, Shoemaker came out to help him out.
And nobody really had Shoemaker. I think if they would have been able to prevent that pass there, it might have had a 5-second count.
Yeah.
Top of the key, Stevenson has it, and actually he's near midcourt, and he'll give it off on the right side for Riley Shoemaker. Not a lot of movement here for GICC's offense at the moment. Stevenson will kick it now left side. A little screen set over there. Cornelius on the dribble. He keeps giving up ground, and he walked with it,
He didn't
handle the ball real well.
You know,
just kind of lost it as he was trying to pick it up.
They had a couple of those. The officials have let a couple of those go. That was a good call by the officials on that one. Now, you feel like Donovan had won that quarter, but GIC stole back momentum. Let's see what they can get done here.
And Lorenzo Williams will inbound it here for Slough. Slough drives the lane, a little jump, stop, floater, bounces around, and good. Jordan Slough now with 6 in the game, his first points in the second half.
They have not been able to handle him on the penetration. Jordan's done a great job.
He hasn't penetrated a whole lot here in the second half, however. And Shoemaker has it top of between the circles here, and he'll give it off on the right wing for Stevenson. Stevenson looking inside. Stevenson now will dribble down to the baseline, and he'll give it out to the elbow here for Cornelius. Cornelius now dribbles it back out. And we'll give it off the right side. There's Barrientos, and Williams got away with a kick. Pass on the inside for Guyphon, and Guyphon walked with it on the inside.
I don't know what you call that, Bush, because he kicked it while he was up at his chest. I think it surprised the official. That's why they didn't call that. know, normally you call that a kick, but he kind of jumped up and kicked it while the player was holding it, so the official just let it go.
And it was about shoulder height from the guy that had the ball.
Yes.
To say he has some ups would be an understatement. On the drive here is Flau. Flau cuts back out, and we've got a little block.
Yep.
Whistled on the Crusaders. That's going to be 16 fouls now on Grand Island Central Catholic. So the inbound on the baseline will be Donovan Trumbull.
You know, Jordan just hit that last jumper. He's probably glad he's not going to the free throw line. He's shooting way better from the field, you know, than from the free throw line.
That's probably true. And they're just going to toss it in. And the catch by Jake Flau near midcourt. And he just had to lob it near midcourt just to get inbounded. Flau will give it top of the circle here for Jordan Flau. Jordan on the drive, gets a little screen from Bundy. He'll step up, fire a three. It's short. Ball hits the ground. Cornelius pulls down the rebound.
That was a good look by Jordan Slough. Great look. Good screen by Bundy.
Just a little short on it.
Yep.
You know, the angle was good. It goes right in front of us, but the angle was good. He was just short on it. Maybe
he's
a little
trouble.
Tired. Bundy knocked the ball loose, and coming up with it
they got
is going to be Jordan Slough. Slough dribbles up court. Barriento slowed him down. Slough is going to drive, kick. Here's a three by Williams. Back of the iron, no good. Bundy tracking it down in the corner. He gets it. Entry pass on the inside for Williams. Williams has to dribble out, and the pass knocked down by Barriento. A lot of contact, a lot of bouncing around, and a walk by GICC.
That was a makeup call, Bushcutter. They would normally not call that, but they know they missed the foul on GICC.
Yep.
That was not a travel by GICC. That was a makeup call because they know they missed that contact by
Barriento. And if they don't blow the whistle, they miss a call, and GICC gets way up out of it.
Yep. You know,
so
and not,
it all works out.
It does. That's a wash both ways.
So the inbounds here is going to go to Lorenzo Williams. Down by five, the Cardinals will bring in the offensive zone. 36-31. Entry pass to number five, Creighton Burr. Almost lost it, now gives it out for Williams. Williams will just scoop it over for Jordan Slough. Now back out here for Jake. Jake from the elbow, shot no good, but he hits the deck after being hit on the arm.
You know, he did a great job, Jake, there, of kind of forcing the, I don't want to say forcing, he kind of, as he got hit, he went to the ground, you know, and so he kind of forced the official to make that call there.
Well, I would agree. I mean, how do you not call that after you'll essentially land on your face? So Slough will go to the line and shoot two. He's a 67% free throw shooter. He's one out of two from the line so far here on the day and hits the free throw here. So right now for the game and the season, he's right at two-thirds. 36-32, GICC up by four. 5:18 to go here, fourth quarter.
One possession game, Bush. We're going to see what GICC. I think this is a great job by Ullman. He's bringing in Taylor Williams, who's a big and going to be tough to guard. He's athletic. With Bundy and him in, they're going to try and post him later.
Second free throw was good, so it's 36-33. It is a one possession game. Stevenson picked up defensively by Slough. A little screen there by Barrientos. Barrientos will get the ball because he got another guy open.
What's different here, Bush, is, we traveled, I think. But they missed out when they missed two of them. But anyway, what's different here is Donovan has fouls to give. You usually don't have that when they're down. They only have one foul. They got five fouls to give if they want to be aggressive.
And they give it up on the left side for Barrientos. Barrientos dribbles to the free throw line. His shot no good, but rebounded by Guyphon. Guyphon on the baseline is able to kick the ball back out. And he finds Barrientos. His shot no good. And the last guy to touch it was the Crusaders. Trevor Cornelius as it goes out of bounds.
That was a great possession by GICC. They got two good looks. Johan got a nice rebound. That was a very good possession for him right there.
Except for the lack of points.
Yep,
and they have not scored a whole lot here in the second half. They've only scored 7 points since halftime. And we got 4:41 to go here in the fourth. But they still lead it. 36-33. Lorenzo Williams gets the inbounds. He'll give it for Jake Slough. Slough will face a little man-to-man, brings it up across against the double team, dribbles through, Slough all the way in off glass, in and out, and the rebound ripped out of there by Cornelius.
He did a great job of getting to the rim there. I don't know how he got all the way there, and it just rimmed out for him.
It was halfway down. It spit out. Cornelius will get it off on the left side for Barrientos. Barrientos looks on the inside. Backing in, turnaround jumper, the bucket and the foul. Trevor Cornelius muscled it in and will try to get 3 points with the and one.
I was just going to say, GICC's offense looked much better the last couple possessions. They just seemed like as the game got closer, they decided to just let those guys play, and they did a great job of responding, getting a couple good looks.
38-33, 5-point lead with 4:10 to go, and a chance to add to it here for Trevor Cornelius.
And Cornelius, a 60% free throw shooter. It's good.
We'll see if Donovan tries to get inside and use Burr as a mismatch on Cornelius right here.
Jordan Slough kicks left side for Lorenzo Williams. Top of the circle, there's Burr. He'll take it to the elbow, kick it out for Slough. Slough now is going to back out, dribbles behind the back with no pressure. Steps up, thought about the three, gives it to Williams. Williams will hand it back out for Slough. And Jordan Slough will be near midcourt.
They're giving him
circles.
A lot of space because they know he's a good driver.
And he will step in, bounce pass inside. Bundy's going to lay it up and in. Great backdoor cut on that baseline, and Bundy lays it up and in off glass.
That was a lot of Jordan Slough. He penetrated and he dumped that one to the baseline. That was a great job by Jordan Slough.
Cornelius with the dribble. Left wing for Barrientos. Barrientos has been quiet because he's been double-teamed and harassed the whole game. Entry pass on the inside, and pick your cardinal who you want to give the foul to. Both Slough and Bundy committed the foul.
And that was a great foul, actually, by Donovan because it kept it on the floor, and he didn't get a bucket inside, didn't get a shot off. So they had a mismatch with Cornelius with Jake Slough underneath.
And Jake Slough is whistled for the foul. That is going to be his third. And the inbound here for Stevenson. Stevenson, baseline jumper, no good. Rebound taken out by Williams. Williams is on the run, does not have numbers. Will slip through a double team, and the ball knocked out of bounds. It will be Donovan Trumbull ball underneath their own basket. They need a hoop here, down by four, 39-35 with 3:14 to go, fourth quarter.
They go back with Grady Cook here, and I think they're going to try. Now they have three bigs in. I think they're going to try and get one of these mismatches inside.
Taylor Williams checks into the ball game to give him an extra big, and on the baseline, Burr gets it, shot no good, gets his own rebound, and puts the shot up. He is clobbered, and the ball hung on the rim. Does not fall, but Creighton Burr, pretty good free throw shooter, will go to the line and shoot two.
And once again, that I think is his fifth offensive rebound. He has done a fantastic job crashing the boards and creating his own looks for himself.
A lot of times kids say, you know, I want the ball. Well, go get it.
Yes.
Go get it. And that's exactly what Creighton Burr has been doing, and he misses the free throw here. 64% free throw shooter, shooting 66% here in the game now because he's two out of three. And if he hits one here, you know, we're right back to a one-possession game. The free throw is good.
GICC's been doing a great job of back screening and trying to get looks, running high back screens for Cornelius and then trying to post them. We'll see if they try and do that again.
Grady Cook checks back in here for the Cardinals, who trail at 39-36. GICC has led throughout the game. I guess there was a brief period there. Donovan Trumbull had a one-point lead. On the dribble, here is Trevor Cornelius. They led 8-7. Barrientos will kick it right side for Stevenson. They'll cycle through, pass his tip, but picking it up here is going to be Shoemaker. Shoemaker gives it left side for Cornelius, and he walked with it. Turnover on GICC will give Donovan Trumbull the ball here with 2:52 to go.
Bush, I'm going to give Cornelius a pass on that. They haven't called that all game. He's made the same kind of move. It looked like if he did travel, it was a slight one. That's tough on a player to let something go two or three times through the game and then call it late in the fourth. So,
Usually you start with a pretty tight whistle and you get looser instead of the other
Agreed.
Way around.
Yep.
Slough in the offensive zone. He'll drive the lane. Little jump stop shot. He was falling down, had to shoot it, didn't have a choice. And Guyphon pulls down the rebound.
Yeah, I think
Slough did not want that play.
He was trying to get a foul there. And the officials just didn't bail him out on it.
No, there was no foul there. They got it
no,
right.
Agreed.
Cornelius on that left side on the dribble, but they're going to call a timeout. Full timeout here for Grand Island Central Catholic. They lead it 39-36, 2:32 to go here. Key possession for the Crusaders when we come back after this.
How would you like to increase your profits and be able to put more money back into your business? Douglas Bookkeeping's remote computer access has virtually eliminated the need for your in-house bookkeeper. Their services can help you save money by lowering payroll taxes while also reducing your company's health insurance costs and turnover. Their QuickBooks Pro advisors handle everything from running your payroll to preparing your corporate tax return. Douglas Bookkeeping Service, the professional family business for over 40 years, downtown Grand Island, and online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
You know Island Supply Welding for their wide selection of the biggest names in welding equipment. From complete systems to supplies to keep you working effectively and safely, Island Supply Welding makes it easy. Stop in at Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus. And be sure to check them out online for product information, reference charts, and current specials. IslandSupplyWelding.com, your round-the-clock authority. When you need it now, you need Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus.
probably a key possession here. I said that heading into the break, because if Grand Island Central Catholic can score here, make it a two-possession game, they can play their style of ball.
Yeah, absolutely, Bushcutter, absolutely.
Cornelius will get the inbounds here. Slough puts pretty good pressure on, and Cornelius brings in the offensive zone. Cornelius, jumper in the lane, no good. Guyfin, offensive rebound, lays it off the glass, and in. Johanna Guyfin pulls down the offensive rebound and the bucket. That is a big play here for the Crusaders. They lead it 41-36. Backdoor cut, the drive, the shot, short by Jake Slough, and the ball out of bounds. Last touch by the Crusaders.
Wow, that was a tough call either way. I think the official just kept it here. He didn't know which way to go with it.
Well, no, it was his call. The other two officials didn't have any better angle than he did. Neither did I.
Yeah, so. Nobody wanted to make that call. There was two guys in the area. It looked like it hit both of them while they were out of bounds.
So Slough will inbound it here for Donovan Trumbull. And they'll kick it in for Jake Slough. Top of the circle, Garrett Bundy gives it off on the left side. Jordan Slough has it. Jordan dribbles between the legs. Acts like he's going to shoot the three, but doesn't. Gives it to Williams. Back to Slough. Slough is going to drive. Gets a little penetration and kicks it out and scores. Ran into Phoenix Stevenson and then backed up and hit the shot.
Jordan Slough, I think a week ago, hit a game winner. He really loves this kind of time, this fourth quarter kind of time. He loves these kind of games.
Pass up ahead for Stevenson. Stevenson, pressure being put on. 5 second count going on. Hands it off to Barrientos just in time.
See, Donovan has fouls to give, so they can play extra aggressive. I know Ullman told them, be aggressive. Take a foul here or there if you have to.
41-38. Crusaders are up by three. They've got the basketball. Minute 20 to go. Dribbling on the right side. Shoemaker, pad pass. It's going to be knocked in the backcourt. It's a scrum to get it. Williams can't come up with it. It's going to be Donovan Trumbull. Layup, good! Pass inside to Creighton Burr. Burr makes it a one-point game as Jordan Slough got it and flipped it over his shoulder for the layup.
Yes, Bushcutter, if Donovan doesn't get a steal, they've got to start fouling because they only have three of them. That's an okay foul. Now they got four. There's only 56 seconds. If they don't get a steal, they got to start taking some fouls quickly because they still got to get three to get to the 1-1.
Jordan Slough is whistled for the foul here, and that is now four team fouls on Donovan Trumbull. They got a couple more to give.
They do.
Before they would be sending GICC to the free throw line. Tossing it in is Phoenix Stevenson, and it's stolen away by Bundy. Bundy gets it up ahead. Williams layup, no good, and Johanna Guyfin is fouled.
That was a frustration foul by Lorenzo Williams. He was fouled going in for the layup, but it was a touchy one. Officials let it go, and then when Johan got it, he just, out of frustration, fouled him immediately. Wow, a frenetic pace right there. Well, that was a crazy turn of events.
Johanna Guyfin pulls down another big rebound. He had a big one a little bit ago on the offensive end of the court, and he gets a big one here defensively.
I think Lorenzo Williams is stunned right now. He got hit pretty good. Oh, he just got hit again. Wow. That
Barrientos,
was a great call.
Barrientos pushed.
Yes.
Lorenzo Williams out of the way, and Williams allowed himself to be pushed down.
Talk about a tough kid, because Ullman's not going to pull him. He must love the mentality of this kid, but, man, he just took two tough shots.
And Barrientos, that was clear. He committed the offensive foul trying to get himself open. The officials are going to talk about it. They got it right. I hope they don't change this call.
That is a 1-1. Bush, you're talking about whether that's a 1-1 or if that's an offensive foul.
Well, they haven't inbounded. They haven't inbounded it yet.
Yeah. I don't know for sure, to be honest.
I think that's offensive.
I think it is, Bush. I think it is because they had the ball, and it's a push-off foul.
And if you're not in trouble, you don't mind getting the ball. Here.
Right. I mean, this is huge, though, because Williams, I think he's a decent, probably a 60% free throw shooter. I'm not sure. Maybe he's only 50. Maybe they don't want the free throw.
He's a 53% free throw shooter, 9 out of 17 on the season.
Is that the 9th or 10th? Is that the 9th foul? I see they have it 9 up there. Is that correct?
They've given the foul, so that would be the 9.
Okay.
But that's not. I think they got it right. I think that's an offensive foul. They're talking with Dave Ullman.
Yep, that's the right call, I believe, Bush Cutters. That's an offensive
call. I'm with you, and I think Dave Ullman's okay with it, too, if that's any consolation. They're going to inbound the ball here for Williams. Williams has it near midcourt, one-point ball game, and he still has his dribble.
You're going to see Jordan Slough the ball here towards the end of this game.
And Jordan Slough has it on the bounce, on the baseline. He'll kick it right back out here for Lorenzo Williams. 37 seconds to go, and a timeout for the Cardinals. They call a timeout with 36.5 to go and a chance to take the lead. 41-40, GICC with the lead. Donovan Trumbull with the ball when we come back after this timeout.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island, or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Let's give you a quick little game reset here. We're in the final 30 seconds of the basketball game. Grand Island Central Catholic leads 41-40. Nine fouls have been whistled on Grand Island Central Catholic. So another foul by the Crusaders will be two shots for the Cardinals. The Cardinals have a couple of fouls to give here. They've committed five team fouls. They got one more foul to give before they get to the 1-1 possession arrow, also pointing to Donovan Trumbull. And as far as timeouts go, one timeout left for GICC, one timeout left for Donovan Trumbull. 36.5 to go here in the ball game. You're Donovan Trumbull, Coach Lechter. What do you do?
I think what they're going to do is they're going to give it to Jordan Slough. They're going to put Jake Slough in the corner as a shooter, and they either set a high pick and roll or let him penetrate and try and make something happen. They have to set the pick and roll.
They inbound to Jordan Slough, and fighting through the foul is going to be the Crusaders.
That offensive? Oh, wow.
No, that's a D. They fought through the screen there set by Creighton Burr, and Burr will go the line. Burr, 3 out of 4 in the game.
You know,
That's 5 on Riley Shoemaker.
And the bigger part is that's a two-shot foul. You're putting a 64% free throw shooter from what you have, or 60% with two shots. So he's relaxed right now, getting two shots out of it.
So Creighton Burr will shoot two here. As we said, a 64% free throw shooter with 32.9 to go.
Now, you know, if he hits one of these versus both, that'll change Billy's mindset on what he wants to do. If they make the first one and miss the second one, I think you'll see them push and try and get something out of it. If it's on a make, they'll probably call a timeout at some point.
I think Coach Gabers is talking about who should be at the free throw line.
Yeah, he wants Jordan Slough at the free throw line.
Of course.
And that's what I was just going to joke about. But Burr was the one that was fouled because he was shoved in on the screen. They're not going to give that one to him. But he's smart to try and politic for that one.
Well, and he has a little time to politic because with the fouling out of Shoemaker, he's got a minute to make a substitution.
Yeah.
So he uses his time that way as well, and maybe trying to get the shooter to think about this a little bit.
Losing Shoemaker hurts him on the defensive end. Ball handling-wise and shooting-wise, it's an even trade going guard for guard here, coming on in with Brokaw.
Yeah, and Brokaw's a pretty good ball handler
as well. Yep.
So two free throws coming up here for Creighton Burr. The first one on the way is up and ties the game.
Now, I think you'll see if they make this, Billy will use his timeout. If they miss it, he might let them see if they can get a quick run out and call it after they get across half court.
So here we go. Creighton Burr with a chance to give Donovan Trumbull their lead for the first time since it was 8-7. And it is up and caught. He rolls it in.
Yep.
42-41. 33 seconds to go, essentially. Barrientos gets the inbounds.
He's picked up defensively
by Williams. He gets it across the timeline. Barrientos, that's who you want to have half the ball. They give a screen, and Bundy commits a foul.
Yeah, that foul doesn't hurt
him
necessarily.
Not at all. It gets him to the that was a foul they had to give here with 21.8 to go. Best player, best scorer for GICC had his hands on the ball.
Yep.
Now they got to find some way to get his hands on the ball.
Exactly. You're exactly right. And now it's tougher for him.
Stevenson gets the inbounds, hands it to Barrientos. Barrientos near midcourt. Williams will put pressure on. 15 seconds left. Barrientos on the dribble. Barrientos on the left side. Almost has it tied up. Shoots over the top of Bundy. They're going to call a foul on Bundy. Bundy can't believe it, nor can I.
Agreed, Bush. Bundy stood straight up. He didn't move at all. Barrientos jumped into him. Bundy didn't move when he jumped into him. And the officials Barrientos bought the call, but we both would agree that, and I'm sure most of the GICC fans in this arena would agree that wasn't a foul.
So two free throws coming up here, and you see Coach Ullman mentioning that over there as well. He's straight up, and again, I thought Bundy had good position, did not lean into him. I think really GICC got a call here. Barrientos, with 21 points of the game, will be at the free throw line, and the first one is short.
This sounds weird, but when you get a call like that, sometimes it's hard to hit the free throw because you're kind of like, wow, I can't believe they called that.
Well, it also could be karma.
Yeah, it might be. Barkley says the free throw line doesn't lie.
So Barrientos will try to tie it here. His second free throw is on the way, and good with 9.2 to go. We're tied at 42.
Now,
and Donovan Trumbull will inbound it after the timeout.
We're just going to take a 30-second timeout here, a full timeout on the court. We'll set it all up with a final 9.2, tied at 42. We come back after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
9.2 to go, tied at 42. And again, Donovan Trumbull, they can run the baseline if they need to if GICC decides to have pressure. Do you put on pressure? Because if you commit a foul, it's two free throws.
That's GICC's game. I think they'll go about three-quarter pressure. Maybe they'll take the guy off ball, I think, to take him from getting anything deep. Now, Donovan has a timeout if they need it. They probably won't use it unless they get in big trouble.
I got a dollar that says Jake Slough drives at some point.
You know, I think it might be Jordan that they're going to try and get
it
to.
He might kick it, but I think he'll be on the drive.
I think they're going to give Jordan the ball and let Jordan Slough drive it. He's more the penetrator. Jake's the pull-up shooter.
I misspoke. Yeah, Jordan's the one that's going to be driving here. Jake will inbound. And Jake will inbound it, give it for Lorenzo Williams. Williams will hand the ball off for Jordan Slough. 6 seconds left. They bring it with dribble behind the back. 3 seconds left. Slough slides and traveled with it.
Wow.
To a stop with 1 second to go.
I think we don't.
No timeouts left here for GICC,
right.
So they're going to have to make something happen here with no ability to set anything up.
You don't want Cornelius to get a catch here. You don't want
him
to get a catch.
Pass is actually tipped, and they're going to throw it over the shoulder, and we're heading to overtime. The clock should have started over here. It was tipped on the inbounds. It did not. And trying to get a prayer answered was Johanna Geifen, who just threw it over his shoulder.
Great play by Johanna, though. Good peace of mind. I mean, that went for a freshman. He grabs it and throws it. It was in the general direction. What a great play by him right there.
So they put 4 minutes on the clock, and we'll play a little extra basketball. Tied at 42. We head to overtime. We're back after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Hi, I'm Doug Keller of Eustis Body Shop. With over 30 years under our belt, we know that winter road conditions lead to more accidents than any other weather we see here in central Nebraska.
Simply put, there is no one else I trust. Eustis Body Shop has a great reputation for quality work, and they earned that reputation.
Be careful, as road conditions can turn for the worse in a hurry. But if you get into an accident, always remember, call us for a tow. Visit us at facebook.com/EustisBodyShop, where we take the dent out of accident.
Burr and Cornelius jumping for their respective schools as we start the overtime, and the tip dominated by Creighton Burr.
It just shows how athletic he is.
So the visitors will have first possession of the ball here. They give it for Burr, top of the key. He'll fire a three, and he hits the three.
That is a big bucket, Bush, for mentality for Donovan coming into this, because, you know, Coach Gaber's teams are so disciplined. If they get up early, that creates problems for you in overtime.
So Barrientos brings in the offensive zone. Williams picks him up defensively. And they'll give it back out for Stevenson. They hand it right back out to Barrientos. Barrientos and Williams, nice little battle going on there. They give it right side for Brokaw. Brokaw, top of the circle here for Stevenson. 3:20 to go in the overtime. And on the left wing, Barrientos gets it down low, and at the free throw line now, Stevenson, 15-foot jumper short, rebound by Williams. So here comes Donovan Trumbull with a three-point lead. This is their largest lead of the game, and it comes in overtime.
And Donovan,
wow,
they've been ahead all game. Let's see if they can play behind all game. Let's see if they can play ahead and play patient.
Williams will give it for Jake Slough. Slough
looks like they are inside,
and Jordan is going to direct traffic a little bit. That's what big brothers do.
See, and right now, they got to come guard Jordan, which is to his advantage because he's a good driver.
Lorenzo Williams gets the top of the circle. There's Burr. Same spot, same result. Three-pointer for Creighton Burr to give Donovan Trumbull a six-point lead.
I think that's his third three of the game, too, Bushkar. I think that's the third one that he's hit.
All of them coming from the same spot, all of them in the second half.
Brokaw has it top of the circle.
You can see GICC picking their energy up, realizing they got to get a quicker shot. They can't take 35, 40 seconds off.
48-42. Driving is Barrientos. Lays it up and in. His first field goal since the first couple of minutes of the third quarter. A four-point lead here. Driving is Slough. Slough will dribble, take the baseline, run into, you know, Guyphon, and Guyphon will be whistled for the foul.
That was just great recognition by Jordan Slough. He drives it down initially, pulls it back out. Then when he realizes that Guyphon's the one that's guarding him, he penetrates. Guyphon's got to move his feet. He forces contact. That was a call that about 4 minutes ago he didn't get, but the officials, Jordan made sure they gave him that one.
48-44, 2:05 to go in the overtime. Donovan Trumbull with a four-point lead. A couple of free throws coming up here for Jordan Slough. Slough, a 41% free throw shooter.
He'll take
that here because he is 0-for-4 from the line in the game,
listen,
and now he hits it.
I told you he's going to hit these. I said before he hit the first one because he's a pressure guy. He loves these moments, Jordan Slough does. He'll hit the second one too. Oh, maybe not.
Ball's on the ground. Loose ball. Picking it up is Williams. Williams comes up with it, and we get a timeout.
Well, I won't make any more predictions on any free throws from here on out.
If you really have some power, the Powerball's at a pretty good number right now. We're going to take a timeout. Donovan Trumbull calls timeout. They lead at 49-44 with about 2.5 to go here in the overtime. We'll take a break. Back after this.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Well, we've asked both the Grand Island Central Catholic coaching staff and Donovan Trumbull head coach Dave Ullman to be able to join us after the game for a little post game, but that was so long ago. They might have forgotten.
Yeah.
They've got better things on their mind right now. It's a 5-point game here. Donovan Trumbull leads it 49-44 as we've got 2:01 to go here. So we're right at halfway through the overtime, and the story of the overtime so far is Creighton Burr hitting 2 3-pointers.
Do you get paid extra for overtime, Bush Cutter? I was just wondering if
I get paid weekly, very, very weekly. Lau gets it inbound. You know, I don't want him to know, but I do this stuff for free. Cook will kick it in the corner. The three, in and out, no good for Slough. And then a foul on the rebound in underneath.
I mean, you said it. Man, that shot was in and out and just came out. Now Jordan's going back to the free throw line. And I like this kid, so I'm going to say he'll hit one of these two, but maybe not both.
You weren't predicting anymore. Lau will shoot two.
Well, you know, on this end, I really think that GICC's got to try to get Cornelius a look if they can. He's really their shooter that they have on the floor. We'll see what happens.
Slough misses the first, so the score remains 49-44. Jordan Slough back to the free throw line, and that one he turns the net inside out. That one was perfect. 6-point lead here for Donovan Trumbull. Inside at 2 minutes to go in the overtime.
They're running off doubles. Oh, they missed him. They had Cornelius.
It's going to be a turnover. And Williams has it now for Donovan Trumbull after they forced the turnover. And now they might have to commit a foul here. They kick it left side for Jake Slough. Slough on the dribble, and there's going to be a foul. And that's Barrientos going to be whistled for the foul. So to the line to shoot two, Jake Slough. And he's a 67% free throw shooter.
Now, right now, they did a good job. They had Cornelius open. They just missed him on that last one. We'll see what Coach Gavers has drawn up for this next play.
So Barrientos, with 24 points in the game, commits his third personal foul, and Slough misses the free throw. Score remains 50-44. Free throw good for Jake Slough.
You know, this is only a two-possession game, Bush Cutter. All they need is
three now. It's three now.
Oh, sorry. Excuse me.
Seven.
That's big. They might need a quick three.
Barrientos on the dribble. Little jump stop. Gets himself open. Fires the three. No good. Tracking down the ball is number three, Jake Slough. They try to tie him up, and there's going to be a foul.
That was a good shot by Barrientos. He did a great job of pump faking, got the guy by. It was a good look.
And Slough is gimping over there. He got the timeout, I think. I don't think they called the foul.
They call the timeout, and he has a pretty serious hitch in his giddy-up.
Yeah, I think that Omen would be smart to get him out right now.
Well, we'll see if they can stretch him out. They'll have a little time to check it out here. Minute 22 to go in overtime. 51-44. Donovan Trumbull leads by 7. We've got a timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
Minute 22 to go here in the overtime, and the Crusaders now, they're the team that has to find some way to scratch back because Donovan Trumbull was able to do it, but they had a little bit more time to do it.
Yeah, and we'll see if they try and immediately foul Jordan Slough. Like you said, he's only shooting 40% from the free throw line, him or Williams, because they're shooting 40 and 50. They're going to try and keep Jake from getting it. They're face guarding him right now.
Creighton Burr will inbound it here. He cannot run. They get the ball in for Jake Slough, and Slough fouled immediately.
And Coach Gavers is upset for good reason because they wanted him to keep Jake Slough from getting the ball since he's the best free throw shooter on the court right now, and they wanted to try and get anybody else to catch it so they could foul them.
And again, Cam Sinner is 9-12 on the season, but he's not a regular here. The free throw is up and good. Yet. You know, center being a young player. The free throw is up and good for Slough. So, yeah, you're right. For those guys that are seeing most of the action, Jake Slough is the guy they want at the line, and he hits two free throws to prove why that's the case. He's hit 3 of 4 here in the overtime, and a 9-point Donovan Trumbull lead, 53-44. And Donovan Trumbull is going to pressure the ball a little bit. Stevenson will get it in the offensive zone by passing to Cornelius. Cornelius will drive on the baseline. Bounce, give it for Guyphon. Guyphon with the drive, and Guyphon walks.
Yeah, that was a good call. You don't normally see that. I know that they're upset about it, but that was the right call there.
Yeah, it was. He walked. He walked, no doubt about it. And it's a turnover. You know, Donovan Trumbull up by 9. We'll throw it deep. There's nobody with Jordan Slough. He'll catch. He'll lay it up, and he'll score. And that might be the exclamation
point.
Yeah,
that was the dagger right there, Bushcutter. Going up 11 with under a minute left.
With the ball here is going to be Cornelius. So kick at top of the key. Stevenson for 3. No good. Rebound. Picking it up is the Crusaders. They'll get it out to Cornelius for another 3. And they'll shut the clock off. And Trevor Cornelius will go to the line to shoot 3 free throws for the Crusaders with 45.9 to go.
That's the worst thing that they could do there because now, number one, Jordan, that's his 5th foul. It looks like he's come, or maybe not, sorry. But right now, or is that his 5th foul?
That's
it
his
is.
Fifth. That's his 5th.
And you got the best free throw shooter, or second best for GIC, in Cornelius for GICC, and they're going to have an opportunity now to set up their defense.
Yeah, but they're out of timeout. So any time that GICC scores normally, they'll have 5 seconds to inbound it. I don't know if they're going to have enough time, but that's why we're playing, right? Cornelius will shoot 3. The first one is up and in and out, no good. 45.9 to go. I'm a bit philosophical.
Yeah.
And Doug Duda is not used to those deep thoughts.
Well, you're right. With this much 11-point lead, this is going to be monumental for them to be able to get back into. It's going to be with turnovers if they have any chance at all.
And the second free throw is good for Cornelius.
I think you'll see him face guarding and immediately fouling as soon as the ball comes in.
Again, the 60% free throw shooter will try to shoot 67% on this possession as he has hit 1 of 2. His third one is up and good. That'll keep the clock turned off and allow the Crusaders to put pressure on, and they commit the foul immediately. Riley Wilfong is the one that will head to the line and shoot 2. He just came in a little bit ago after Slough fouled out of the game.
And your point's well taken, Bushcutter. 44 seconds, there's not even enough time, even if GICC scores, for them to win the game unless Donovan fouls and stops the clock. That's why it's imperative that Donovan doesn't foul GICC so that clock doesn't stop.
Wilfong has not been to the line a whole lot this season. This will be his 10th free throw attempt of the year. He's 4 of 9 coming into the game. At least that's when the stats were done anyway. And I think they're fresh. The ink was still wet on him when Coach Omen handed them to me. The free throw by Wilfong was no good.
You know, if they can come down and get a quick three, though, they can get it to six if this free throw doesn't go in for them. So they're going to have to make sure they don't foul and just keep their hands up and stay in front.
Yeah, they got to hit a few free throws to keep the number of possessions that they're ahead. The free throw is on the way and good. Will
that was
Fong
a big
hits
one.
It. 10-point ball game. So it's a three-possession game here. 40 seconds to go with the dribble is Barrientos. Do not want to commit a foul. Barrientos with the spin. Barrientos with the shot off the glass. No good. Saved by Barrientos, and it eventually goes off of somebody's legs, one of the Cardinals, and out of bounds with 30.4 to go.
What a great play by Barrientos to get the shot up and then to throw it off the Donovan player's leg and get it back.
To maintain the possession here, they'll get the ball into Barrientos. Barrientos on the dribble, steps through, shot off glass, good. Wow, what a play. And they gave him a timeout. I don't think they have any timeouts left.
Well, they must, because
they must
no one's
one
reacting.
Well, they must have. They got that overtime timeout that I don't think they put
yeah, they
back up there. Yeah, they had the overtime timeout. So I misspoke, but still not a lot of time here. It's an 8-point ball game with 25.1 to go. It is a full timeout, but we're going to keep it right here with 25.1 to go. 56-48, Donovan Trumbull with an 8-point lead. They can run the baseline
yep.
and all that. But you set up a play here knowing that whoever catches the ball is going to get
right.
fouled immediately.
And this sounds weird, but if GICC gets the steal, the most important thing if they score is that Donovan lets the ball roll because the clock's going to run. And usually the officials let the ball roll for 4 or 5 seconds before they even say anything.
Well, the officials in this case will probably hustle and get
right,
the ball
right,
and
right,
get it
agreed.
Into play. But that'll take a second
but
or two before that happens.
Usually you're not going to get a delay of game or a stoppage there. And we tell all coaches will tell their players that. Let the ball roll for a while. And so we'll see what happens if GIC does get a steal and bucket, but they're, you know.
The 5 second count to
right.
inbound the ball doesn't count until you get the
yes.
ball.
So you could run 10 seconds theoretically of this 25 off.
You're pushing, you're optimistic.
Oh, I've seen it many a time.
Inbounding here is going to be Creighton Burr. And a 5 second count is going on. He gives it for Jake Slough, and Slough is the one going to the line. And why not? He's hit he's hit 5 of his 6 free throws here in the second half. And he'll have 2 more coming up here. He's hit 3 of 4 in the overtime. One of the reasons why Donovan Trumbull leads at 56-48.
This is a tough one if GICC doesn't pull this one off because they totally felt like they had control of this game at halftime. You know, and even going into the fourth quarter with the 7-point lead, they felt like they had this game.
Slough hits the free throw to make it 57-48. And again, he'll try to push that lead back out to 10. And he does. And with the substitution, Taylor Williams will be able to come in. And Donovan Trumbull can put on the press if they want to. This has been a hard-fought game. Creighton Burr has his nose packed. He had a bloody nose earlier. Slough got hurt a little bit.
Lorenzo Williams took a couple shots, you remember, in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Brokaw gets the inbounds. He'll hand the ball off to Barrientos. Barrientos has his shot blocked by Burr, and the ball picked up here by Slough. Slough going to be fouled with 9.7 to go. And diving for the ball is Brady Brokaw. Creighton Burr is going to help him up.
You know, you said it earlier, both these teams are really on the up and up, though, and we saw it today. It felt like at times GIC was going to run away, and Donovan came back, and both these teams are going to be dangerous come district time.
They're going to be tough out.
Absolutely. GICC took Wahoo to a 2-point game just a few days ago and then beat St. Cecilia last night. And so, you know, they've been playing extremely well. Donovan's playing extremely well. These guys will be very tough down the stretch.
Cam Sinner checking into the game here for the Cardinals. Also coming into the game is Jared Lineman. As they will win the game here. Free throw up and good. For Slough. And checking in here is Ian Askey. 9.7 to go. With it, Tyler Barrientos. 59-48. Three-pointer for Barrientos in transition. Jumper off the hands of Lineman, and it goes out of bounds at the buzzer. It took overtime, but Donovan Trumbull comes all the way back. They win this one 59-48 over Grand Island Central Catholic. We're going to take a quick break. We'll recap things, go through the scoring, and return with the Misco Sports postgame report right after this timeout.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Owen and Connolly have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center. Five games in the books. The most recent one may have been the best. They went to overtime. Donovan Trumbull with a win over Grand Island Central Catholic, 59-48. You're listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Report. Misco Sports has served Central Nebraska and Kearney area for, well, generations now. And even though the retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to help out schools, teams, and organizations of the area with the same great service that you have come to expect and know for years. You can get a hold of them by calling Misco's at area code 308-728-5261. And a great effort here tonight for Grand Island Central Catholic and Donovan Trumbull. The Cardinals of Donovan Trumbull come away with a 59-48 win over Grand Island Central Catholic. And kind enough to talk to us after the loss is assistant coach Rob Misek for Grand Island Central Catholic. And coach, it seemed like you guys had that nice lead, tried to take the air out of the ball, but you know, when you did need to kind of score later on, you just didn't have the offensive firepower that you had at one point.
No, we didn't. Credit Coach Ullman or Donovan Trumbull's coaching staff for going to that triangle and two and really denying Cornelius and Barry Antos the ball. And I thought we got really inactive against it and just really took us out of our rhythm, and we didn't stay aggressive like we were in the first 16 minutes.
And it's a little bit harder for some of those shooters that normally aren't shooting a whole lot to shoot in a wide-open space building like this, and it just seemed like a little timid, and then when they didn't go, they didn't get into the flow.
That's exactly right. Guys got hesitant, and I thought, you know, Phoenix Stevenson and Brady Brokaw did a great job of handling the ball, and Donovan made those guys shoot, and great game plan on their part to take away our two top scorers there really in the last 12, 15 minutes of the game.
And let's talk a little bit about what got you that lead in the first place. A huge game for Barry Antos, hit some shots, a lot of driving, really showed off all aspects of his game.
He did. He provided great leadership, too, on both ends of the floor, and he's a guy that if he gets going in a rhythm early, he knocks down a lot of shots, which he did in the first half. And, you know, he's so quick, too. Got a great first step, and sometimes left-handers are tougher to guard. So I thought Tyler played a really, really good 36 minutes for us tonight.
Yeah, and you also have to kind of point to Donovan Trumbull. You held them to 8 points in one quarter, nine in another. This is a pretty good offensive team. What were you able to do so well off defensively to keep them from getting started for the first three quarters, really?
Well, first and foremost, we knew that Bundy was a heck of a player. I think he scored around 85, 86 points in the last three games. And Johanna Gaffon did a great job as a freshman on him. I think Bundy only had 7 points. But we also took Creighton Burr out of their offense early. Didn't get a lot of looks, got a few putbacks. But, you know, as the game wore on, I thought fatigue set in for us a little bit. And Donovan's kids stayed in attack mode third, fourth quarters in that overtime.
Where are you guys now? Because, I mean, you head right into sub-district play here. You got one or two more regular season games to go here. Where do you kind of see this team heading? It seems to me they're heading in the right direction.
We've really had a great 10 days of practice. We had two games postponed, the Wahoo game and the Lexington game, and we really got some kinks worked out the last 10 days in practice. And we're in a good spot. Regardless of this loss, I think our guys are in a great frame of mind, and we know what we have to do to win. And and execute game plans. So we're just looking forward to playing Lexington and St. Paul, and then our sub-district's going to be tough with St. Paul and Boone Central and Central City. So mentally, I like the state we're in right now as a ball club.
Well, Coach Biesink, I would agree. I appreciate it. Congrats. Hey, great effort tonight. Sorry you came up a little bit short.
Hey, thank you very much. We appreciate the coverage.
All right, thank you. Final score in overtime is Donovan Trumbull 59-48 over Grand Island Central Catholic. Let's recap the scoring for you. For Donovan Trumbull, leading the way for them was Creighton Burr. Burr hit two huge three-pointers in that overtime, finished with 20 points on the night. Jake Slough with 16 points. Jordan Slough with another dozen points here in the ballgame. Seven for Garrett Bundy, two for Taylor Williams, two off the bench for Grady Cook. Another point here by Riley Wilfong as he hit a free throw down the stretch. And Donovan Trumbull, who trailed by as many as, I think, a dozen at one point, come all the way back and win this one by 11 in overtime. A final here of 59-48. And Coach Oman able to make it in. And it probably has to be a pretty happy locker room down there.
It really was. You know, the biggest thing we said at halftime, though, is we got to maintain our composure, which I think our kids did. We had to shoot free throws a little better. And then Bundy needed to move a little more inside. And I thought we did a better job of getting it into him second half.
And you guys really worked it in. Beginning of both halves, as Bundy is really kind of a key element to get your offense kind of started.
But, you know, a couple of those shots he took in the first half, he really weren't really good shots. You know, he kind of, their big kid is big. And, you know, he kind of got himself away from the basket and kind of spun back and, you know, that wasn't what we wanted.
Talk a little bit about Barrientos. Got kind of hot in that first half. What did you guys kind of do to really slow him down? He still finished with 24, but most of that came before halftime.
Well, I think he had 13 or 14 at halftime, and we just felt that we had to try to keep him from the ball. You know, for a while we were running triangle and two, and every time he got the ball, we were trying to double him, you know?
Yeah.
Because, and then that one shot he made, gee, many Christmas. I mean,
yeah, that one right before the end of the quarter, yeah.
Yeah.
And there isn't a whole lot you can do about that.
Oh, Bill Gabers does a great job with his crew, and, you know, they got beat the second round of their conference tournament, and he had 10 days. I knew it was going to be a tough game. This was our fourth game this week, and, of course, it was their third. And, you know, we just knew we were going to have to come to play. And I think this is the first time our kids have been here, and I think the big old arena and everything and that atmosphere, it's kind of a circus atmosphere a little bit, you know. And
it's hard to shoot in here.
Right.
It's kind of hard to get that outside game going because of the wide open spaces. But
Creighton Burr had two big ones in the first overtime.
He did. I was going to talk about that a little bit. Was that by design? Did Creighton want the ball, or is that just how the flow of the offense
happened? That's just the flow of the offense. You know, he usually ends up out high. And another thing I was telling him in the first half, you know, we're throwing it inside to Bundy, but we weren't throwing it high enough. And Central Catholic was getting in and tipping it away or intercepting it. You know, when he's set, Creighton's a nice shooter. He's really a nice player. I mean, he's, I think, one of the best young players in our area. You know, he's just a sophomore. He's one of our leading scorers. He's our leading rebounder. I think him and Jordan lead in assists, and he leads in block shots. He's just a steady player, you know.
What does this kind of say about your team? I mean, you guys are really kind of an up-and-coming team. You've had some injuries. You had, you know, eligibility things and that sort of thing. Your team seems to be heading in the right direction.
Well, but, boy, we have to be because we're in a sub-district with Shelton, you know, I think he's got 16 or 17 wins, and Ravenna. And then if we get by that, we have Sutton is at the other end. So it's kind of like playing in the state tournament.
It really is, yeah.
And this is, I just thought, is a good atmosphere for us. You know, Tino does a nice job with this, and I was just pleased that we got an opportunity. I guess next year we're going to play Bergen here, you know, and they'll be good, so that'll be a nice challenge for us.
Well, congratulations, Coach. That's a great come-from-behind win, and I think it says a whole lot about your team, just kind of the grit and tenacity it took to come back against a well-disciplined, well-coached team like GICC.
You know, we've gone through a lot of our two guards were gone for eight games because, you know, there were some things happened at school two or three years ago that kept coming up. And anyway, they came back, then they had to set out 90 days, and then we set one player out for discipline, for two players for discipline, you know, four games. And then we also had a situation where Bundy missed 3.5 games with an ankle sprain. And so 2 weeks ago, I think, was about the first time that we had everybody there. And we just were hoping we'd play well this week because, you know, we played four games. We had Gibbon on Monday, went to Boone Central on Tuesday, and then Wood River and Central Catholic last 2 days.
Well, nice win, Coach.
Okay,
congratulations. Best luck to you down
great.
The stretch.
Thank you.
That's Dave Omen, head basketball coach here at Donovan Trumbull, who picked up a great come-from-behind win, 59-48, over Grand Island Central Catholic in overtime. Let's finalize our scoring summary. Tyler Barrientos, leading scorer for Grand Island Central Catholic. He finished with 24. Trevor Cornelius finished with 11. Those are the only two players in double figures here for Grand Island Central Catholic. Johanna Geifen finished with 7. 2 points for Phoenix Stevenson and Brady Bocaw, also with 2 points coming in the first half. Your final, it was 59-48 in overtime. Donovan Trumbull moves to 13-7 on the season with their win. GICC falls to 8-12. I'm Randy Bushcutter for Tom Schlechta, and Stacy and Grant, our engineers, back in the studios. Thanks for joining us. We're only going to step away for about 5 minutes or so, and then we'll have coverage of Gretna and Minden, the next game here on our coverage, but we're going to be switching radio stations, as we'll be over on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Once again, your final, Donovan Trumbull, 59-48 over Grand Island Central Catholic. Thanks for joining us. Switch over to the FM. We'll have coverage of Gretna and Minden coming up in just a few moments on Classic Hits 98.9 FM.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.